Gotta be careful. The 30-second fart that was in Brandon's prep. Where'd you find that, Brandon?
You know, I don't know. Somebody had tweeted it for a Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Here's a 30-second fart.
Oh, what a nice gift.
Yes.
Well, what's poppin'? We're in the DealsInTheD.com studios for the Tuesday show. And
so if it starts off with a fart, what about the cute girl longest fart ever? An oldie but a goodie.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Mina? Or the one that was on YouTube?
Yes.
I know, girls farting on YouTube is... I'm torn between entertained and really disgusted.
Are you disgusted?
Well, okay, chicks, you're still disgusted.
Can't fart?
Oh, really?
I know better, but...
No, this young lady would prove otherwise.
Really?
As having fun again. Here she is. There she is.
Boy, she is the cutest little farting chick. Am I still going to like her after I hear this?
Yeah, I got to wait a second.
What's that dude's problem?
That's her brother.
Her little cousin, I think.
That's her brother.
How adorable. Sharing farts with her cousin. She's cute. How old is she?
It's her little brother.
I think she's only like 17.
I wonder if she's glad this is still online.
Oh, yeah, no, she took advantage of it and hopped on Tosh.0.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so she got on TV.
Yeah, I know. You know all the stupid things that YouTube turns into fame? This is probably the best.
I don't have a problem with it.
Mm-hmm. Gross.
Is that real?
Oh! How is
that? She waved it away at the end.
Yeah. His mouth is like open, like, oh.
Is that real?
Her little cousin is just astounded.
So one of the comments was,
I would not think a girl that cute would let out a fart like that.
One of the comments underneath was, let's get married today.
What's that frozen on? That's a weird shot. Is that her shoulder?
I think so.
I think her hand goes up because she overwhelmed by her own.
Yeah, I. You know what? I don't blame her.
Hey, Ty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the end that always underwears.
Look at that guy.
How is that even possible?
I like his shorts.
Here I am in the tight camera. Oh. See how tight they are?
Mm. Oh. Look how easily she just fired that thing off. Wow. That was a power fart.
And she kept him in the background, although, Mark, she violated the... landscape versus...
I know, she did not have her phone sideways.
Not have her phone.
Well, you know, maybe she didn't have much time. The fart was there.
Sure.
She was feeling the urge. She didn't want to get a tummy ache.
Sure.
Oh, that's her on Tosh?
Yeah.
Let's see if she still thinks she's cute after hearing that fart four times.
She got to do one of the web chats.
Did she bring a new fart with her?
I think Tosh asks her that question.
Mm. Okay, that's my only question.
Did she bring one?
Hey, Ty.
Mm-hmm. Oh, one more time.
Her cousin is so funny.
Is that real? Oh! How is that even possible?
Good sense of humor, though.
She waves it away.
A show on Comedy Central now. Who farts in the kitchen? I'm going to rip her new asshole. Please welcome Macy and her emotionally traumatized cousin, Ty.
Hi.
Hi, fart girl. Am I allowed to call you fart girl?
Yes.
How long were you holding that fart in your entire life?
It felt like it came from my soul.
Are you guys kissing cousins or farting cousins?
Farting cousins.
Okay, how old are you, Macy?
I'm 16.
16, and now how has this affected your dating life?
I don't know. I don't have a boyfriend, so it's just the same, I guess.
Personally, I think it could help. Farting is a great icebreaker. Heck, your farts might even melt the ice. Has the feedback been negative or positive?
Both. A lot of negative, though. People are brutal.
What about in school?
Well, I'm homeschooled.
Oh, that makes sense. Oh. So you're not used to having to hold in your farts at school.
Nope.
Do you fart a lot, or was that like a one-time thing?
A lot, a lot.
What was the last thing you ate before that juicy one ripped?
Hooters.
Hooters?
The wings?
Yep, we had some wings. We untied it, and it just happened.
Understood. Hooters makes you tooters. Ty, was that the first time you've ever heard a woman fart?
No. My mom farts all the time.
Poor kid, breathe through your mouth around these gassy women. You seem very shocked.
That was like the worst thing I've heard in my life.
All right, here's what you do to get back at her. You go online, sign her up for ISIS. It's super easy and hilarious.
I'm good.
Or take her phone and text everybody with a boy's name. Prom? Question mark?
Yes.
Hey, before I let you go, Macy, you got one more in the chamber?
I don't know. I mean, if I tried, it might not be pretty.
God, you guys are disgusting. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, bye.
Bye. Bye.
She's cuter with bangs. She's cuter at farting than she was not farting.
Smelly, but I love it.
Really weird.
Cute or not farting. Or farting.
Farting, yeah.
Yes.
And that little cousin, what a character he is. Yeah. Oh, my. Okay, well, here we are in this...
Red pants.
Yeah, in the tight red pants. This million degree day. My house is just baking.
Really?
I really feel like the house is just being baked. No, it's not bad. The thermostat says 78, but that's it's in the part of the house where, for some reason, doesn't vent as well.
Yeah, no.
It's really not that hot. Yes,
we've been through it.
Okay, first of all, popcorn, foosball, massage chairs, smiling faces, free Jeep Wrangler loaner cars is what you'll get when you get your next vehicle from Zot M59 Chrysler Jeep. You heard right. When you bring your vehicle in for service at Zot Chrysler Jeep, they'll give you a free new Jeep Wrangler for free to drive until yours is fixed. Where are you going to find that? That's something you will not find at any other Jeep dealer in town, period. That's where you'll find that. Only there. Plus, during their Jeep Celebration event, you can lease a new loaded Jeep Compass Limited 4x4 at just $198 a month. I'll say it again. Lease a loaded Jeep Compass Limited 4-wheel drive at $198 a month. Surf the rest of their sick deals and massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. Any more word from Maz on the holiday schedule?
Nothing.
Oh,
nothing.
I wonder what the outcome of this was going to be.
Trying to arrange it so that he does have to work on Tuesday, even if we have to hold the show until Thursday. I think it's only right.
Nobody tattled on us?
Not so far.
I haven't heard anything from him yet. I'm sure I will.
Shit, yeah.
I think he goes and reviews the whole week in beefs, and then he turns up armed and aware.
Right.
Or he would have you believe that.
Bottles it all up.
Dr. Yaldo, Michigan's leading LASIK surgeon, has done 30,000 LASIK procedures for people of all ages, more than anyone in Michigan, and for good reason. He's the best. We know that's hard to make the call because you think it's too expensive, maybe it hurts, or maybe something will go wrong. None of that's true. You'll save money every year without the expense of exams, lenses, and frames. It always pisses me off that I have to go in for an exam when I know my eyes haven't changed. My glasses still work.
I know. They act like it's a disease. They cannot give you the same prescription.
No.
If your glasses break, you have to go through the entire sequence all over again.
And if your glasses still work, I know when they work. And if you're out of contacts, it's like, oh, well, you're going to get an exam. No, I have less contacts. They were perfect.
Like, it's not a matter of national security.
And you have to do the poof for glaucoma and all that stuff. And
they don't do the poof. They don't do the poof that y'all do.
They don't poof you?
No, they don't do the poof. They have other ways of testing glaucoma.
Oh.
See? Easier ways.
I see.
Easier ways. So you don't have to get the poof. No poofing.
That's a poof. You know, taking care of it all at once, I see that there's quite an advantage there.
Well, between the exam, the lenses, the frames, it is. I spend a lot of money on glasses, I have to admit. It's painless. It takes a few minutes. Dr. Yellow is the most precise LASIK in the world called CATS, which is topography guided to provide you better than 20/20 in nearly 100% of the cases. If your 50 multifocal lens implants will solve your reading and distance visual problems for life, it's the Rolls-Royce procedure. Remarkable. You toss your reading glasses, you'll see better than you ever remember. Confused questions? Come in for a free evaluation. Meet Dr. Yaldo, and if you follow through, get the exclusive drone mic discount. 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or YaldoEyeCenter.com. Got a lot of email about Eli's appearance on Thursday. Boy, that was a powerful, you know, it's funny listening back to it. I mean, it was just listening to it happen live was one thing, but listening back to it, I was even more amazed. And
I don't know how he did it.
I don't either. And it was so weird talking about it because it was like, well, do you want to do the Lincoln stuff first and then talk about Allison? And it was like, I felt so crass about it. He's like, well, it's got to be entertaining or, you know, can't go on too long or it just becomes a drag. I mean, he's, you know, because he worked in TV, he's aware of, and radio.
Right, but
he's aware of how to try to make it work.
But being able to hear him sort of speak, you know, as it came, although it was so, you know, well.
Yeah, he knows the subject.
Yeah,
he knows
just the described subject. All of these people who listen and have children who can really empathize and how that's just a struggle. So
it feels like another one of those problems that we just can't solve anymore.
Oh, it'll never change. People don't care about mental health. They say they do, but nobody cares.
They don't. Which is, it leads me to, I'm not going to get into that yet, because I did want to mention the weather today and the fact that, you know, it's become crazy hot season when someone leaves their kids in the car.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Some township, some lady left a 6-year-old, 4-year-old, and 2-year-old.
Oh, my God.
Sitting in the car. Although it was 8:44 in the morning. But they said it was 85 degrees.
Yeah.
And with a heat index.
Yes.
What were the ages?
6, 4, and 2.
Can a 6-year-old can open a door?
That's kind of what I thought.
Although, unless they're... Well, no, a 6-year-old can get unbuckled from a booster seat.
Yeah.
It's funny. I was watching a story on Channel 4 at 5 o'clock, and they said something about she being charged with 2 counts of child endangerment because... You can't charge a kid 6 and up. You can only charge kids 6 and under.
Yeah.
So wait, 6 and up and 6 and under?
6 and under, yeah.
Did you hear that?
Well,
I think he missed. I think
what's
he missed.
The cutoff line, yeah.
I don't know.
It's probably 5 and under.
Won't somebody please think of the children?
What was the lady doing? Where was she going?
She was going to the grocery store. She went into the grocery store at 8:44 and returned at 9:09, and the kids were sweating.
Why can't your kids come in the grocery
store? I kind of went, myself, but I just think leaving kids in a car, if it's 75, somebody will bust you.
Well, that's the problem, but then you can't do that because then people will leave them in the car when it's 98 out to go run a 3-hour errand. So you got to say, don't do it.
I think sensible people know, but I don't care how many times this happened, it's going to happen again.
Oh,
it will happen again. Yeah. I mean, it's like expecting everyone on social media not to say something stupid.
I know. It's frustrating. It's a problem. It'll never go away.
It won't. Oh, boy. So, yeah. It's really hot.
Don't leave your kids and your animals in the car. That's your PSA.
And check on your elderly neighbors.
Yeah, do that. Do all
make sure your pets have
water. By the way.
Don't leave your pets outside.
Has anyone ever checked on their elderly neighbors? Because everyone says it. I hear it a million times a year.
What's your definition of checking on them?
I would think it'd be going to knock on the door and say, hey,
no
is
no
it
one...
cool enough in here for you? Because you're likely to get cooked sooner.
No one does that.
He's an old-timer, huh? Just look at
if
him.
It means
oh,
like,
he's so cute. Oh, just look at him.
If it means, like, noticing a change, like a curtain being moved, then yeah.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want him to die.
Well,
unless I have to go talk to them, then it's a toss-up.
How often are you going to catch them mid-expiration? I mean, the odds are pretty low.
Never, you know.
But, I mean, it's just sort of a, isn't it kind of a crutch line in any weather story?
Yes, definitely.
There's too many crutches in media.
Well, I mean, you have to have something else to say besides hot weather. Oh, it's hot.
You know, the one that drives me nuts in all news stories on the television is how they have to throw the expert in after the stand-up.
Yeah.
That never adds anything because they're trying to expand the story to an expert opinion.
As they stand in front of some building.
Yeah, and they say the obvious. It always happens with airplane stories. But the Kate Spade story, I think you and I were watching it.
Yes.
2 weeks ago. And the person said nothing. And then we quickly realized there's nothing to the story other than that she unfortunately committed suicide.
You know, it was really funny. All those shows I was recording on Reels.
Yeah.
Van Halen breaking the band, which was one of the better ones I saw because it's about the breakup of Van Halen. And they have a clinical psychologist on there.
Yeah!
Trying to explain the relationship between Eddie and David Lee Roth.
What was the explanation?
That when you have two egos this large,
oh.
It was something dumb like that.
Really?
But they kept going back to her. It was just ridiculous. And then you had this guy, Eddie Trunk, who does some heavy metal show. He was on like every 5 minutes too. I'm like, who's Eddie Trunk? So of course I look him up. Whatever.
He's a music historian.
Yeah, I'll
tell you all about it.
He spoke with some authority. And you know what else is weird was that Michael Anthony and Sammy Hagar were interviewed for this show.
Really?
They actually did on-camera clips, unless they took them somewhere else. Michael Anthony's appeared to be definitely for the show.
I'm not surprised.
Did they pay him $5,000 for that or something?
$5,000?
I don't know. It's reels.
He's got plenty.
How many minutes?
I would think. Well, they started clipping his cash way back.
Yeah. When was it made? Maybe he just wanted to dish on both of them and talk about what assholes.
He seemed pretty comfortable dishing.
Yeah.
I will say. So did Sammy. Boy, the Van Halen brothers sound like such assholes.
Yeah.
We've said it before. I was just surprised what an asshole Alex was.
Oh, he's probably worse.
Mm.
Which is really strange. They said he quit drinking in 87. Did he start again?
No.
I thought Sammy Hagar said that when he went back with him, sort of the last time.
Eddie was drunk as hell.
Yeah.
And
they would just walk around with open, like, bottles that they drank straight out of wine.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, wine.
I know.
I got no love.
I love that drop. That hilarious. What is,
oh, God!
What is
that?
It's the little ring whistle.
Yeah,
you know.
Whistle.
What is?
And he uses it before he sings a line?
No, yes. What song is song?
That? Running with
the devil.
Oh.
Is he?
It just sounds so stupid, isolated.
Of course. So does this.
They had clips of him at the US Festival, by the way, when he was saying all those dumb things on stage.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What is he buzzed on, though? Did anybody ever figure
life
out?
Roth, DLR?
Yeah, DLR.
Cocaine.
Oh, God, I'm cocaine? Running! Oh, yeah!
And he drank a lot.
Oh,
and he's an asshole anyway.
Yes.
God damn it, baby, no, I ain't lying to you. I'm only going to tell you one time.
Speaking of
ridiculous
devolving because of alcohol is Heather Locklear yet again.
Oh boy!
It was 5150, right? Involuntary.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was trying to get a gun,
another of
shoot herself,
herself.
Supposedly,
somebody needs to take her under their wing. Don't.
Sounds like this. Yeah, it sounds like she's
you can do it.
Pretty high maintenance.
After all, I mean, all the time that she was beautiful and wonderful and everyone loved her, and now all of a sudden seems like everyone cut her loose.
Attractometer declining, psycho behavior increasing.
You know who'd be perfect to
not
help
good for
her out
attracting men?
Would be Tommy Lee.
They should
get back together.
Yeah, they should.
Tommy Lee's with a 30-year-old.
Well, I know, but they're
just got married.
They both have issues. They can just argue with each other. Put them together and take away all their internet access.
Let's see. Let me
and
pull
guns.
Good idea. And alcohol.
Yeah. Tommy Lee's.
Yeah, here he is. Here he is, knocked out.
His wonderful Instagram post for Father's Day.
Does he have to be? Wait, is he?
He's just in his chones, knocked out.
Did someone knock him out?
Yes, yeah, his son.
Explain the story. Do you have the full post?
I'm pulling it up right now.
What's with his?
It's written here.
Underwear.
It's written on this, Drew.
Those are boxer briefs.
Oh. I see.
This is so stupid. Why? he is making a post about what kind of father he believes he is or he isn't.
He's the asshole.
On Instagram. No, he's such an asshole. I can't even...
And now I'm mad at him for taking his kid's side.
Well, you're mad at...
I'm mad at Tommy. Tommy started it yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Oh, you're taking the kid's side.
Well, yeah.
Oh, I totally agree.
Kid is an asshole, too. I don't want to protect Brandon Lee, but now I have to be on his side.
He's mad that he has to be on someone's side, and then it's Brandon's.
I think the kid, what bothers me most about him is that I know he thinks he's hot.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That's what annoys me the most about him. And he's a model.
Brandon. Okay.
Happy Father's Day, fellas. I'm not going to sit here and post some fluffed up bullshit for the public to read. I'm going to be honest. I love how real Tommy is. I think that's one of the coolest things about him. Being a father ain't easy.
Oh, really?
I'm so tired of the fake shit I keep seeing over IG. Let's get real. It's a roller coaster, okay?
Oh, that's heavy.
My father taught me to respect everyone and everything and take care of those that I loved.
Obviously.
Sounds like it took.
Yeah. He taught me to appreciate my possession. Well, that's why he punched his wife while she had an infant in her arms. Uh-huh. Because of his dad's great
kids,
lessons.
Your dad's a rock star.
Let's see. He told me, appreciate my possessions. By the way, this is a lot about possessions. You can tell that Tommy's very possession materially oriented. Mm. Appreciate my possessions. Be grateful for the things I was given. I've fucked up at times, but I've always bounced back. That's cool. Impressive. When I had a child, my first child, I wanted to instill those same virtues into him. However, I punched my wife when she was holding my infant, so she divorced me when he was 17 months old and didn't work out too well. That's my post for him. But when I had a child, my first child, I wanted to instill those same virtues into him. Sometimes I feel like I failed as a father because my kids don't know the value of things. If they break something, they don't care because they know they'll just get a new one. Aren't his kids like 21 and 19 or something? Yeah. If they hurt someone, they don't care because so many people tell them it's okay. What's he talking about getting knocked out by his son?
Oh, right.
He was
that's
drunk
it.
As shit.
He's circling around to himself again.
Oh, God. Why is this on Instagram? I mean, isn't he really trying to just sort of rationalize himself as a father?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And got 25,000 likes in the process.
Stupid. Oh, who liked this?
You got knocked the fuck out, man. Give me my gun.
Can we get a list of the 25,000 people that like this stupidity, please? I really want that list. I never wanted this for my kids. I know I'm not fully to blame because their mom has a lot to do with it.
Oh.
And they, of course, stuck raising them by herself. Enabling bad behavior and buying them things when they weren't good. He's really obsessed with crap, isn't he? Yeah. But I guess I hoped at the end of the day they would end up kind. I love them dearly, don't get me wrong, but man, sometimes it's really tough to watch your kids grow up without those morals. Nothing can really prepare you for fatherhood. I love my boys, but they can be assholes too. And that's the truth.
Did they grow up without morals with him around to see it, or wasn't he out with Motley Crue being... snorting ants and doing blow. And
I think Pam was pretty much stuck with all the child rearing.
She did a good job. Look at it. Look at these picture kids. Of those handsome, handsome devils. One's got the hair greased.
Younger
back.
One, Dylan Jagger, has really weird hair.
Can you imagine the fights over which picture they decided to use? Because they all have to look so hot.
Imagine the fights over the product in the bathroom. Who gets to use what gel?
Mirror space. Mirror.
What is that hair?
I don't know. It's this weird wave just shoots out to the left side of his head.
Oh, it's like a reverse
it's
mullet.
It's like a Thompson twin, Drew.
Kind of, yeah.
Yes, it is. Tom Bailey.
Yeah.
God, you're right, hair. Mark. A reverse mullet. It's like so long in the front.
Uh-huh.
And short in the back.
Huh. That's a reverse
He might be onto something.
Huh. Just turned on this guy.
Whatever. Okay, so then Brandon, the son, not our Brandon, took a screenshot of his father's harsh words and posted them to his own Instagram account. In the caption wrote, remember what happened last time you said this shit? Night-night!
Night-night, what an asshole.
When I wailed on you! I know he knocks him out. Tommy's still obviously very upset about getting punched out by his kid. You gotta show up to be a dad, big guy! Can you imagine how much that pissed Tommy off? You gotta show up to be a dad, big guy. if you think we're so bad, which I can assure you we are not, oh, I'm sure you're a good judge of that, then you should have showed up to a few more B-days and baseball games. Someone like you couldn't raise a man like me. Oh, please.
You got knocked the fuck out, man!
I don't know who to hate more. I'm not sure yet.
That only got 8,000 likes.
Oh, well then, Tommy clearly said the right thing. Once again, painting our family in a negative light. Who the fuck are you? Just move on, dude. I love when people call their parents dude. We all have, all caps, we all have, or I'll put you right back to fucking sleep.
Isn't this...
Wow, very well spoken and on point.
It looks fake so that Tommy can show off his giant
dong
wang in his underwear.
Ooh, yeah. It's fake.
How did Tommy resist posting some smart-ass answer to this? Well, yeah, uploaded the video of Tommy unconscious on the floor of his home in Calabasas with
this guy's wiener is, you know, huge, right?
Look a little sleepy there, Tommy. Oh, he calls his dad Tommy, so he's like the Condit Kids.
Yeah, do you have the other post that Brandon put up after that?
He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
You know, I heard that he said...
He wrote a letter to
Tommy
him.
Was pissed because he didn't call him for Father's Day. Yeah, well, Tommy didn't call him on his birthday.
Here's the letter. Earlier. Tommy. It starts with Tommy. He's addressing his dad. If you want to badmouth me, do it to my face. Post something, which he's right. He should do it to his face.
I know. It's so dumb.
You post something.
Hey, I got 25,000 likes. What are you complaining about? Obviously,
what do you
want to
do,
post.
Huh?
You post something for the world to see saying that I'm a bad kid and my mom's a bad mother. What do you expect? Seriously, who's the fucking adult here? How would you even know if I'm a bad kid? You're not even around enough to know what kind of person I am. I understand that your feelings must be hurt still about the way things went down, but please stop posting all of this on social media. It's making us all act like kids.
Why is he posting it on social media and just, telling him not to post on social media?
Let's just drop it, dude. If you're mad I didn't say Happy Father's Day to you, so what? My birthday was on June 5th, motherfucker! I didn't hear shit from you. And I didn't go telling the world what a letdown you are. Come on, man. It's time to move on. Let's keep it private. After I got the last public word in.
So Brandon intentionally blew him off on Father's Day because he didn't call him on his birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, you're gonna great call his relationship. Birthday. Oh my God, these people.
Oh. I wish I had a father.
What?
Of course, there's the final word. Oh my God, these idiots.
Ha, that's my dad.
How long before this young, hot 30-year-old wants out on this stupid marriage?
Oh.
Wasn't she Instagram famous, though?
Yeah.
Yes.
Or Vine.
Does that have staying power?
They're
since
like.
She's 31 already.
Half a year away from disconnecting.
Isn't 31 a little long in the tooth for an Instagram influencer?
Mm.
And a bride of Tommy Lee?
Yeah. Well,
you can't really
that
get
helps,
that.
I guess.
You can't pull that anymore, though, can you? Because he's not good looking anymore.
Yeah, he's shown his years of late.
Yeah.
I know. It's kind of like Johnny Depp. It's really weird to see Johnny Depp looking.
I know.
Really looks rough. Dead. I mean, according to Dr. Stuart Fisher, there are some real problems there, possibly liver. Boy, if that's his liver, he's going down fast.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's his liver, he's going to need a liver transplant, I suspect.
He'll get one.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he will. He'll butt to the front of the line. He'll put all his flair on and just waltz up there. He is the flair king.
He is. I don't know. Lenny Kravitz is a close second, though.
Oh, is Lenny a big flair guy?
Yeah, he wears a lot of accessories.
Second.
Okay. Should have an accessory off.
To the throne.
Although, like we've said.
A flair off.
Didn't Depp bury all his?
Yeah,
he
did.
He'll just get more. But the
is
latest.
There a big race to dig it up?
Yeah, right.
Wait.
Like a scavenger hunt?
Dig up what?
His flair that he buried.
He buried it on the desert in that cologne ad.
Oh, that.
What?
I'm so sorry, I forgot.
I got
what's
breaking news for you, Mark.
What?
He's found
he's
some
back.
More bangles
no.
and
no.
bracelets.
Oh, my God, look at all that.
He went
He's got a ring on every finger, about 8 necklaces, 6 bracelets.
Yeah, these are the latest pictures, and so you can tell he's actually putting the weight back on. This is during one of his rock shows, since he's a rock star now.
Wait, how did he put all this weight back on all of a sudden?
Because those pictures that were taken were, I'm telling you, they're for that movie where he had to play a gaunt individual. Yeah. So now he's putting the weight back on.
No, did he cancel all his appearances?
Dr. Stuart Fisher is wrong.
Like, honestly, that looks uncomfortable wearing all those rings and bracelets. And tying bandanas under your belt loops.
Imagine how much time it takes
to get ready.
You didn't even notice that he had all those hanging on his belt loops.
It must take forever to get ready, and yet he wears a T-shirt.
It's his way of hiding his shy personality behind his flair.
Yeah, right.
Is there a point where he goes, no, that's too much?
No.
I just have to take this one thing off, and it's too much.
Clearly not.
He removes two pieces of flair before he leaves. Oh, my. Well.
Oh, God, look at him. Okay. Hmm.
It's Paul McCartney's birthday. Oh. I didn't mention birthdays, but I will.
Did you see he's a wedding singer now?
Yeah, he sang at his nephew's wedding.
Neat.
It's kind of cool.
I love how everybody was filming it.
Harvey was complaining that not enough people were filming it. He thought everyone should have been filming it.
Well, okay, something like that, maybe, because it's not broadcast, so how are you going to... How are you going to sell to TMZ?
You
see one person filming it, wouldn't you just go, okay, cool, you got it. I don't need to film it. You film it.
That's true, because they're going to upload it.
Yeah.
I mean, the assumption is.
Or you can just have them text it to you.
Brandon had some great prep today. There was the Woa Vicky, who is the Instagram star, who says she's black, but she's not.
Yeah, Woa Vicky.
Although I think she produced a DNA report of some kind that claimed she was, or was it a lie detector? No, I think it was a DNA report, some ancestral thing, and she was supposedly 44% black, and then she really got black after that. But anyway, she claims to be kind of like Lil Tay, this wealthy,
very rich,
this loaded Instagram star, and she was making an appearance in Okeechobee, Florida, one of the garden spots, one of the larger metropolitan areas of the U.S. Apparently not a high-paid appearance because her card was declined at Applebee's.
Oh.
That is not good for your Instagram image.
Oh, man.
And she's quite an influencer.
Do they make her wash dishes?
I don't know, Brandon.
Pay for it.
What's the percentage chance that's the Applebee's where her card was declined?
It's the only Applebee's in that town.
All right, let's find out. What are you putting the percentage at?
Oh, for the number?
Yeah.
Shit. This one's about 98%.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
I've never wanted a number to work less.
98. Oh, there's a Hall Financial hotline. There it is. Click the Hall Financial. Click Hall Financial on the Drew and Mike podcast website for a link directly to Hall Financial. If you want to take money out of your house, maybe you want to buy something with not so much money down, your dream home, your first home, or home equity loan, whatever it is you want to do, or just a straight refi, Hall Financial would love to work with you.
Wow, this place looks really dumb.
The Applebee's?
Okeechobee.
Oh.
The whole city?
I wonder what kind of an appearance.
There was like an Old West thing going on in their main street.
What was
who,
she doing,
who
man?
Plays someone pretending to be black for an appearance? What's the market for that? I'm really not clear on this.
I don't know. She's making coin on Instagram, though.
Is she really, though?
I think somehow. I don't know. She's staying in the tabloids and everything like that, so she's doing something right.
I don't read that much about her, really.
No, but I guess TMZ really picks up on her, and I just see her randomly in different websites.
I just saw her in that fight with the Bad Baby when she was she and Lil Tay against Bad Baby, and they had a little fake. Like, Bad Baby threw a couple fake punches at a big pile of people, none of which hit Woa Vicky.
Right.
Yeah, and apparently Applebee's decided to just comp the meal.
What?
Oh, it's a big scam.
Because she's black? Because she's fake black?
No, I
don't. They didn't want to be called a racist.
It might have been because she was causing a scene. I'm not sure. Let's find out.
Or because it was fake.
How do you cause a scene when your credit card is turned down multiple times? How do you cause the scene?
No, I would slink out. But no. Mm-mm. She probably had made some scene about how much money she's got.
Thank you for calling Applebee's featuring car side to go on online ordering. Kiva speaking. How may I help you?
I'm sorry. Who's this?
Kiva.
Kiva, how you doing? This is Drew. And I was calling from the Drew and Mike show because we had heard a story that Woa Vicky was trying to use her credit card there yesterday. She's the Instagram star, and apparently it didn't run properly. Don't hang up.
Oh.
Where's the peewee drop? Hello? No, don't hang up.
Wait, don't hang up.
Wait, hold on. Peewee wants to talk. Lady, wait, don't hang up. Kiva.
Wait, don't hello? Hang up.
Kiva.
Is this Kiva's not on the phone anymore. This is Brandy. How can I help you?
Oh, Brandy, okay. We were just trying to find out if Whoa Vicky was able to settle the score there because we work with her and we just want to make sure the meal was paid for.
Yeah, everything was taken care of.
Okay, did you guys comp her? Because I wanted to thank you guys.
Did we what?
Did you comp her? Because I wanted to thank you if you did.
Comp what?
Comp her meal, because I know her card wouldn't run. She called. She was really upset.
Who paid for it?
I'm not sure how it was settled, but I know it was settled.
Okay. It sounds like you guys sounds like you guys did her a favor, and I just really want to thank you for that.
Okay. All righty.
Okay. Was everything was everything else okay?
Yeah, everything was great.
There weren't any incidents? Because she does stir things up sometimes.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
Can I help you?
Yes, she does.
Okay. Well, I'm not too aware of who she is, but that's fine.
What? You don't know who she is?
No, I don't.
She's an Instagram star. She was in Okeechobee for an appearance.
Yeah.
That wasn't big. Was that big news down there?
I didn't hear about it, so must not been too big of a news.
What's the
oh, what a shot.
I live in a restaurant, so what can I say?
What's the population down there? I just want to know how big a town that is.
Why did that break her?
Is that Whoa Vicky on the screen up there?
Yeah. Shakira.
My girl.
Y'all can't even count right now. I look like a whole snack, and I'm getting thick. And I feel good, too. It's Friday, you know what I'm saying? I feel good. Good vibes on me, and I'm getting thick on it.
Huh? What'd you say?
Look at that. I'm getting a little thick on it, ain't I?
No, you're not. You're not thick. Beat it.
Wait, she's supposed to be super hot?
I look good, y'all.
She's not hot, is she?
She's all yours. I don't want to.
I don't think she is hot.
This is my real hair. Fuck you thought, bitch.
What?
This is my real hair. Fuck you thought, bitch.
I have no idea what she just said other than fuck you, bitch.
Somewhere you're here flexing, saying all this stuff, mine and stuff. But guess what? It really don't be. But that's just because I be speaking it to existence. Like, I be like, oh, this is my Bentley, da-da-da-da. I be saying that because guess what? One day, soon, it's going to be mine. So you see what I'm saying? Like, I'm speaking into existence.
Oh,
you know
okay.
Saying?
You're talking about the future
if
when
you
you're going to have a Bentley.
You
I got
speak
you.
That shit into existence. So I'm that made total sense.
This is the dumbest character.
Part.
I can't
I'm
believe.
Be a
character? It's who she
I'll
is, man.
I'm sitting around all day and be jealous of the motherfuckers that is one. I
wonder,
because I know.
What if she spoke that Applebee's?
You can't just sit there.
Don't you feel bad for the existence? I feel bad for the waitress. I just asked, what did you want to eat? Not about your Bentley.
Oh, boy.
Why isn't that cultural appropriation? She is not black.
No.
So. It is.
Well, then why isn't that a problem?
You can be mad at it.
So all y'all motherfuckers that
no, I'm not mad at it. I want someone else to be mad at it. Whoever the right people are to be mad, I want them to be mad.
You want someone to appropriate your anger?
No, I'm not angry. But it's...
Got up their ass.
Nobody cares about this.
That's cultural appropriation.
Nobody cares about this idiot.
Is,
you gotta look at shit on the bright side, like.
But how many likes does she have?
Oh, this one. This one's got almost 2 million views.
All right, so our favorite black.
Turn up! I want to hear what 2 million people had to listen to, including us.
So all y'all motherfuckers that be like complaining and shit talking about why I ain't got this, why I ain't got that,
that you.
Why they got that car, why I can't have that car, yeah. Why they got this jury, why I can't have this jury.
Talk to me.
You know why you ain't got it? Because you ain't did what you had to do to go get it. They got up there.
You ain't did what you got
to
do.
Really?
You still sitting here complaining about shit. You got to look at shit on the bright side, like make the best out your situation. Ask God what you got to do to get off your... Get close to God. You know what I'm saying?
No,
God's like, don't drag me into this.
Oh my God, how stupid. Wow. I'm surprised. I guess
nobody's complaining about things they don't have to her. They're complaining about her.
I'd comp her too.
Look at that pile
of
money. Look at all that money in her hand.
Whoa.
Wow, she has a lot of money. That's weird that she couldn't pay the Applebee's bill.
How much is that?
I see at least, I don't know, at least $2,000 worth of hundos, but then there's a billion 20s.
A billion 20s.
Wait, those are 20s?
These are all 20s.
Why does she have 20s?
She's got about 50 20s here and then probably.
That's maybe $5,000.
Okay.
That's her whole value, her whole worth.
Well, the Maztastic offer of $2,500 for your trashy trade, regardless of its condition, will continue a little longer at Zodford and Holly. Hope it's time to spice it up a bit with Zodford's Zero Due Sign and Drive event. While supplies last, lease an 18 Ford Fusion as low as $133 a month with zero cash due at signing. And if you do go in there, by the way, ask Maz about the holiday.
And let us know.
You might just say that you assume he's off because, you know, we record on Tuesday and Wednesday is the 4th. So why would he record on Tuesday? Obviously, Tuesday would be off.
No.
Right? Just ask. Come on, support the podcast. Get a massage. Meet Maz and have a great cup of coffee. Or if you prefer all that minus Maz, just show up on a Saturday because he's never there on Saturday. When most people are shopping, he's never there. But the hottest sales staff in Oakland County will happily help you take delivery of the vehicle of your dreams. You can only get this from your friends at Zodford and deals in the D.com.
I want to get in that thing and just drive it right away. Do you mind?
And I thought about Luke Nowacki.
Start
today.
Your engines.
Because I was looking at the USA Today green section.
Yeah.
And they had a headline, follow the 5% rule to guard your wealth. And I'm like, 5% rule?
What's the 5% rule?
That... Okay, if you hold more than 5% of your total portfolio value in any one stock, it's too much.
42%, 38%.
I never heard the 5% rule before. Mm-hmm. Someone ask Luke about the 5% rule, please.
Okay.
There's no time like the present to review your plan for retirement to make sure you're on the right track. Well, it may take a lifestyle change, like, I don't know, getting your 37-year-old off the cell phone program, or cutting back on arm pizza or mac and cheese with dot, dot, dot. Saving a little extra now for retirement can have big results down the road. You don't want to look back years from now and wish that time travel speed was possible. Call Luke at 248-663-4748 to get started on the path to retirement. Spoke to someone else Luke is trying to help, who probably isn't going to have a lot of money to invest in the near future, but he's having some tricky times, and Luke's been very kind to help him. Hopefully put his finances back in order. And he's not afraid to do that. Luke's had some good business. He had some really good people have come out of the podcast for him. But there have been some people, too, that were, I don't want to call them charity cases, but they clearly needed help.
Yeah, and that's what he's about.
No, and he's cool like that. I like Luke for doing that. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Signature Investors Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor at 28411 Northwestern Highway, Southfield, Michigan, 40034, 248-663-4700. And we're back. In the Deals in the D.com studios. Should we call the grandmother that strangled the bobcat to death?
Wow, that was cool.
How old is grandma?
Oh, I think she's young.
Oh, she is?
A young grandma?
I think she's in her 40s.
Is she a gilf?
She's 32.
No. By the way, somebody sent me
Remember that grandma in 16 and Pregnant? She was 32.
Yeah.
Well, it's Georgia, so south.
Yeah, it's possible.
Somebody sent me there's like some national gilf champion now.
What?
Yeah, she was like 36. She was really hot.
36?
Yeah, and the...
Dude, your mom is hot.
The gilf she replaced was very hot, too. And I don't think she gave up easily.
Wow. I had no idea that was going on.
I didn't either. I had no idea. Someone sent it to me. People sent me lots of strange things. That would be Dee Dee Phillips. And Brandon, what's the percentage chance on this phone number? You're one for one so far.
Shit. This one I'd put about 32%.
There's two numbers. So is that 60 altogether? Do we have a 60% chance of reaching her?
It's a little different. I had to do a little sleuthing, and I don't believe that she's listed as that name. I believe she's listed as something else. So.
I see, but the great sleuth has seen through her listing situation, huh?
Well,
she has a "Women Who Behave Rarely Make History" bumper sticker.
The
guess what kind
sleuth.
Of car she drives?
She strangled this bobcat to death.
What kind of car did she drive?
Did it say in the story? This is
a pickup truck.
Oh, pickup! Oh, cool.
Yeah, you gotta throw a dead bobcat.
It's tough.
I'm just painting the picture.
There was a 5-year-old grandchild in the house.
Wow.
How young is Dee Dee, Brandon?
46.
46. That's a young grandma.
Oh, it was rabid.
It was rabid. Yeah, she had to get shots. Grim of skank, currently. Is there a picture of Dee Dee?
Fearless. Yeah, there is. There she is. At the table being interviewed.
At the tone, please record your message.
Oh, yeah,
when
you've
finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Don't you go dying
to
on me.
To send a fax, press 4 now.
I'll send a fax.
To leave a callback number,
I don't think that's
press
her if she's
5.
Got a fax. Dee Dee? Is that you, Dee Dee? It's the Drew and Mike Show in Detroit. Call us back if that's you. We heard about your encounter with the bobcat. We want to talk to you and congratulate you on protecting your 5-year-old grandchild. Thanks.
See you.
You're fierce.
I'll try one more.
What's up, Silver Fox?
What's the chance on this one? Still 30?
Yeah, because I believe that one was her mobile, and I believe this one is her home.
So you think you nailed that last one, even though it was 30 going in?
Oh, that was definitely it, yeah.
Really?
So I get credit, no matter if this one works or not.
Okay.
Oh. And that one works, too. She's just busy on another interview.
That's a DQ.
Shouldn't have called waiting?
Nope.
She's only 46. Alrighty. All
right. My bad.
Oh, boy.
She'll call back, right?
I don't know. That bobcat, it looked like I could beat that bobcat's ass, too. It was a pretty small bobcat.
Really?
Oh, was it?
Still a bobcat.
It's funny. I didn't realize... bobcats are pretty badass.
What were the particulars behind the story? Like, what are the...
The bobcat attacked her.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, why? Was she teasing?
She was taking pictures of it.
She was?
Yeah.
Yeah, bobcats...
Oh,
you don't
I'm
take,
on the bobcat side now.
Don't take pictures of bobcats.
What a murderer.
They do not like it. They're picture taken.
What are they, like Bigfoot?
Yeah. Well, Bigfoot will just scatter, whereas bobcats will... They get pissed if you take
their picture. I don't
blame them. Yeah. Plus teasing...
They're like paparazzi.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
What are you teasing a bobcat with your camera for, lady?
Hey, there's a coyote outside of my house the other day.
Did you take a picture of it and tease it?
No. It was just barreling through as fast as it could go.
Really?
But yeah, I just happened to
be... You attract strange animals at your house, don't you?
It has become Wild Kingdom there, for sure.
Was Zoov's on the case? Been on the case?
Well, I was reading the paper, and I was like, that's a coyote! That's a coyote! And the neighbor's dog was tethered outside, and it's a little dog, too.
Oh.
And it zoomed right past this dog. I was like, he's right there! He's right there! He's at the front! And then Zeus drops virtual reality, all the accoutrements, and speeds out the front door after him, and I'm like, why are you running after it?
You're gonna choke it to death.
Protecting the dog.
What are you gonna do? But, yeah, it was...
That's what heroes do.
That's right. That's right.
Wow,
I
would have
gone
intense.
Upstairs and locked myself in the bathroom.
But coyote,
I like that he showed no regard for the virtual reality system. It was probably very valuable.
It's probably old in his mind. It's a month old. There's probably a better one.
Right. There is an upgrade for sure.
Hey, since you're here today, Trudy, we should ask about Chris Hardwick, the Nerdist, the former Nerdist.
I'm shocked.
And
did you see the email about who said he was an asshole?
No.
Remember I was talking about that, wondering who... We just talked to somebody who said he was a total asshole.
Yes.
It was Artie Lang.
Artie Lang. Oh, I did see that.
Yeah,
that's right.
I'm trying to
find... What was Artie's beef?
It was Artie Lang that said Chris Hardwick was an a-hole when he last... I like that he edited a-hole in an email. Thanks, Joe. It's very kind. It said Chris Hardwick was an a-hole when you last interviewed Artie. I remember Artie said he made a joke that got backlash, and Chris, who had been a longtime friend of his, acted all offended and stopped talking to him.
Huh. I interviewed him.
You did?
Yeah, it was a couple of years ago.
What'd you think?
I thought he was cool.
Did you?
I did not sense anything that would have suggested this.
Okay, I'm
got already... 1,800 jobs, though. You know,
I know.
It's as bad as Seacrest.
No, now he has none.
No.
They're all gone. But, okay, where are his previous girlfriends? Are they out there saying anything?
The current ones are supporting, or the current wife.
Well, of course she is.
And the mother-in-law, Patty Hearst.
I know, isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Patty Hearst is his mother?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, you don't know what she's going to say about who, though, you know?
I know, she robbed a bank.
And got kidnapped and then loved the people.
She just falls in love with everybody.
She does.
She has Stockholm Syndrome from Chris Hardwick.
Do you think Jenny McCarthy would say something? I mean, since when does she shut up about anything?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Unless she was afraid of a lawsuit.
And there was another hottie he was with. Who was the other one? Jenny McCarthy and somebody else.
This chick, by the way,
is
so out of his league.
Chloe?
Yeah. This is the one, right? The ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think he should have had no shot at her?
No shot.
Well, she was 22 and he was 42.
Nice.
I know. I hate that. I think that's so dumb.
Is that old?
I think.
Nice.
42 and 22, that's a big gap. 22
yeah.
is.
Yeah, but as you get older, it shrinks.
Oh, I agree with that.
Wow. Does it?
Well, yeah.
I don't know. I think, though, I think a 22-year-old is easily taken advantage of by a 42-year-old in weird kind of ways.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's not as bad. To me, the worst is all the 15, 16, 17-year-olds who go out with 25-year-olds. That is the worst. I can't even believe that happens. First of all, it's against the law.
Or the 14-year-olds that go out with an 18-year-old.
Yeah, that's tricky because maybe they're both in high school, but that's bullshit. Seniors in high school should not date freshmen in high school. It's lame. First of all, it's lame. And it's illegal if you try to bang them.
People give me shit about that because of my age difference with Kristen.
What is the age? When did you start dating Kristen?
She was 20. She's I was 24.
Well, that's okay. It's a little bit lame, but
that's terrible. That's terrible.
You're at least in the same level of education.
Well, I know, but now and people like are like, elementary. You know, she was in eighth grade when you were a senior, dude. And I was like, come on. Date her then.
Full disclosure.
I was going to say, it's what is it, 26 and 19 or something?
25 and 19 when I started dating Julie.
Sure,
you don't make that face.
A little bit lame.
She graduated college when she was young, and she graduated high school when she was 16, so she was advanced.
You
and I'm very immature.
You can't chronologically advance.
Yep.
So we're perfect.
You can't be chronologically advanced. She was 19. 19 is 19 is 19.
But she was clearly more mature than I was.
Yes, definitely.
Since Dill is by miles, she's evolved, and I've pretty much flatlined.
Well.
No, that's a really good argument, though, because you're not chronologically.
As I'm 42 now, I look back and I was like, oh, maybe, but I don't know. At the time, I didn't think it was that big of a gap. Now, looking, would I want Charlotte? I don't know.
It's comfortably legal.
because that was my concern, that it was comfortably legal.
Well, I mean, if she was 17 and you were 23, that would be a little
weird.
And
you'd be a creep.
That'd be a little creepy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, Chloe, what's her face?
Dykstra.
Did you read the whole story, Trudy?
Dykstra, yeah. No, I did not. I did not.
Nice prep.
Nah.
An issue I'd expect you to pop off on? She claimed he had all these rules when the relationship started. Like 2 weeks in, she said he said that she's not allowed to go out at night. Nights are reserved for him. And let's see, what else? No photos of him. They can't talk in public at dinner because people listen to his conversations because he's a star. And
I know all the rules.
She can't have any guy friends.
See, that's where the age difference was a problem because she may not have pushed back against that.
Wait.
At her age?
Doesn't a 22-year-old, a 22-year-old girl takes that from anybody? A hot 22-year-old?
Shouldn't, but he was...
She's got a million boners pointed at her, and she has for years at that
he's,
point.
You know, Chris Hardwick, stand-up, million different shows.
Okay, if she wants a rich boyfriend, and she's willing to put up with his stupid rules, then doesn't she bear some responsibility? Isn't that something different?
She said as much in her piece, that it was stupid to stay with him, but she thought... I can change him.
I don't know. I don't know many women who, upon hearing those five rules, would you want to hang in there with somebody when you hear those five rules?
No, no, no. But plus, he's hardwired with those rules. He's in his 40s. He's not changing.
Right, no.
Would 22-year-old Trudy, if it was a 42-year-old rich famous guy?
Depends on how much money he had. And whether he would make with the Tesla or whatever I needed to drive around. And no, see, there are too many rules.
I don't think you'd hold up well under those rules.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
How about $15 million? Because that's what he's worth.
I don't know.
I'm just saying, celebrity and $15 million.
But then being a
and
captain.
And 20 years of difference.
Well, then, to me, that shows how shallow the girl is.
Oh, clearly. She's going,
oh, I'll put up with that shit. You got lots of dough, and I want to drive a nice car, and I want to go to nice restaurants, even if we can't talk during dinner.
People are so quick to go.
That's so stupid.
Immediately just go, well, those rules are at the beginning. She should have left. And I don't know, maybe it's a little more complex than that. Yeah, of course she should have.
I think she bought into it, though. I'm not saying she deserved to be sexually assaulted, but
I know, but people like to blame her, even if they believe her story is true.
I have to say, I don't know whether he presented her with a contract that had those rules like the Old Testament.
It is a little bit laid out like
the Ten Commandments.
He gave her, something engraved with the five rules. I really doubt it was that way.
It just over time became more and more and more and more.
She said, though, it was at the beginning of the relationship that he made it clear that she must live by these rules.
Is that the proof she has? Maybe she has that. Maybe that's the proof. Maybe it's an email.
Well, I mean, didn't the...
I think now that he's losing 19 jobs, maybe she should produce her proof.
Ultimately, though, isn't it about her saying no when he wanted to have sex with her? Wasn't that...
Did she say no? Didn't she say... she said she didn't want to have sex because she didn't feel well. And he said, well, that's why I left my last girlfriend. I don't think she said no, did she? I'm not saying that makes it okay.
I don't feel good.
I don't think I would want to have sex with a girl that's crying.
Yeah, or limp and just, as he said, starfishing there.
You called it starfishing?
Yeah, and thought it was funny.
Okay. Out, Hardwick.
The problem is this, again, Hollywood showing us how to do it. We expose people on social media and make them lose all their jobs, and then we try to figure out if this is real or not. But the way the job thing works, and I feel, Mark was saying this yesterday, and I agree. I don't understand why these companies say, first of all, he works for these companies, so they know him. They have some experience with him. You'd think they would go, well, gee, we haven't seen anything like that. Or, we have seen, he's kind of dictatorial, he's a real asshole, and maybe we should suspend him and look into this because his behavior is poor.
Yeah, where's the internal investigation that everyone pretends they do?
Well, they say they're pretending to do that.
Now?
Yeah, they said that yesterday.
Is he fired or is he suspended?
No, he's suspended, I think. Oh, okay. Isn't he suspended?
Well.
Comic-Con canned his appearance. He had an appearance coming up, and that's over.
Well, maybe...
But, okay, let's compare. Here's... I don't want to be... I really don't like being in the habit of defending Chris Hardwick. I don't even like him. I'm really not even that aware of him.
He's marginally good as a comic. I mean, I've heard some of his stuff.
Yeah, I mean, some people seem to like him.
Right.
I really don't know.
He's the guy that's on those shows on AMC after the show.
I know the show.
So you always see, the 30 seconds when your DVR ends.
No, I've watched The Talking Dead before, so...
Would you lose the remote?
No, I used to watch the show. Remember when I used to watch it?
Yeah, no, I know. But why would you watch? I don't understand why people watch The Talking Dead.
I think I accidentally watched it the first time. I recorded the wrong one. And I'm like, it's the post-analysis show. And I probably watched 5 minutes of it.
He does it for Breaking Bad or he did for Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, too. Uh-huh. Which I was like, why do I need to see this? I just watched the show.
It was the same formula, so if you watched a couple of them, you were really up to speed with what that was about and didn't need to watch anymore.
Have you seen the MTV Teen Mom post show?
No.
The Talking Teen Mom.
Really? Yeah. He was on that, too?
EJ Johnson.
What? He is?
Yes, he's been
on. Now I want to watch.
What up?
Why is he the authority on Teen Mom?
I have no idea.
Well, Magic must be proud. Get it out of here.
He's on a reality show, though.
Magic?
No, EJ.
Yeah, he had his own.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's still on.
Isn't it kind of a wonder that Magic doesn't have his own show, since everyone has a game show?
Kind of. Although he's such a legitimately successful.
Well, he did have the worst talk show possibly ever.
I know he's never tried again.
It was God, the best.
It was so bad. It was a great hate watch. It really was. It was fun to watch. It made me like him even more because he was so bad.
Hey, Magic Johnson, what has he done?
So, comparing Chris Hardwick, whose career seems finished, and this is over the words of one person, and they're very unflattering, I acknowledge, R. Kelly's wife came out to say that she was abused terribly by him for 13 years. And
slow down.
I know. She said she divorced him in 2009. She said she was suicidal and that God directed her to a domestic violence website. She was imagining herself splattered on the ground. She did.
Instead, God directed her to it?
Well, I think she Googled it after God told her to go. So
God said, use Google.
I'm sure The View will be ripping her a new ass any second now. And they had 17 questions, and she said 15 out of 17 R. Kelly had done. So I guess the questions were, has he peed on you? has he made you get it on with another chick?
Is he not,
not allowed
you
to laugh
house?
At guys' jokes. You wear sweat clothes and face the wall when guys enter the room. Anyway, should we play a little bit of R. Kelly's wife? She was on something I've never heard of. But, okay, R. Kelly continues to do gigs. He's on Sony. Chris Hardwick, see ya!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of interesting?
That is very interesting.
Why is that? Why is that?
I think R. Kelly is much, much, much worse.
Oh, I would say.
Huge, huge travesty.
I would say he seems.
Justice that he.
By miles.
Well,
I don't understand why Sony doesn't dump him.
Isn't it kind of weird that you have R. Kelly, and we can even bring Michael Jackson to this, with minors?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, a guy in his 40s, 50s, with 14, 16, 17-year-old girls. Some are now 19, 21.
When he married. Unfortunately, yeah, she can't speak because she's died in a plane crash. But
yeah. It is kind of weird that R. Kelly's wife didn't talk about the sex cults. I guess she was okay with that. And all the settlements, 25 settlements with women who were underage. I guess that didn't bother her. She just didn't like being abused. Mm. Didn't mind the cults.
Why do you do this to me?
Do we have any audio of her?
Yeah, just one moment.
Mrs. R. Kelly, the lovely Mrs. R. Kelly. She looked very attractive to me, by the way. Yeah. I hate to say that. I thought she'd be hotter. Like?
She was on Sister
that
Circle.
Day, I just remember playing sick.
I love
all
Sister
day.
Circle.
Great show.
And I went and I got in the bed.
Why are boobs so smushed?
And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? What are you going to do?
She's got a really tight.
And something just said, ended. That was my first answer.
I think he's still directing her what to wear.
We were out on the balcony. We were at the Wyndham Grand Bay Hotel. I'll never forget it, Coconut Grove. And I actually climbed up on the balcony.
Mm-hmm.
And I had one foot propped against the wall. Whoa. And my other foot I climbed up on the ledge. And I remember looking down.
I want a lie detector on this, by the way.
The room is totally trash.
And it's almost like God was able to let me see in the future. And I saw my body laying in blood. And I saw.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Cool.
The ambulance come. And I saw the housekeeping come out. And they were pointing up. And they said she jumped from up there.
If you saw your room, you would cry.
And then I remember my baby's voice in the background going, Mama, Mama, why did Mama jump? Why did Mama leave us? And I remember jumping down.
Wait, this is not, that's a nasty.
And I said, okay, God, you have
about?
To give me an answer today. What do you want me to do?
The sisters are very nice
me,
on the show. They're just dabbing her tears.
Pop her face.
God, I need an answer today,
totally
not
false.
Tomorrow. Not in an hour. I need it now. And the first thing God told me, he said, grab your laptop. And I'm like, oh, God, you tripping. A laptop? Are you serious?
Slow down.
And once I grabbed the laptop, he said, put in domestic violence. And I'm thinking to myself, but I'm not that girl. I'm not the
couldn't God just say, leave him?
Yeah.
Instead of making her take a quiz.
Save a lot of time.
God, where did you learn that word?
I kept scrolling.
Oh,
God probably owns that website.
Well,
wanted
there
to
are
hit.
Birds and there are bees. Capital. What's that smell?
Website. It was a questionnaire, and it was 17 questions.
There's
and they asked
guess?
You, has your abuser ever
Again?
Done?
Oh, two.
And of the 17, Robert
Joey's giving her two.
15
thanks for listening to the podcast.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I never
just
heard him called Robert.
It's print doesn't mean it's the gospel.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, first of all, her sister only mopped one side of her tears. Mm. And the other was just a disaster area.
I know. That was a lot of tears really fast.
I didn't know his name was Robert. I learned something today.
Bob
yeah, Kelly.
I knew that.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
I think his friends in the business called
didn't,
him.
Didn't who's the guy from Chicago that we talked to that wrote all stuff?
D. Regattas? Jim D.
Didn't he call him Robert?
I think he did call him Robert.
Make sure to listen to the podcast, Brandon.
What?
Brandon, guess one.
That's the worst.
You didn't listen to Jim DeRogatis?
I'll take it, but that's the worst.
I can't believe you didn't listen to Jim DeRogatis.
Jim DeRogatis. Jim DeRogatis. No relation to Al DeRogatis.
What was that name of that show that she was just on? I want to read about it.
Sisters.
Sisters? Sister Circle?
Sister Circle Live.
Thanks for listening to the book.
Oh.
But I asked. I admit that I didn't hear it. Damn it. All right.
Oh, they're getting thrown around like
payback
crazy.
Is hell.
Oh, boy, the board is busy today.
Payback is hell. That stung.
Oh, Kimberly Gill with one.
Ooh, it's on TV One.
John Lovitz with one.
Lisa Guerrero.
Dr. Stuart Fisher, author of The Park Avenue Diet, has one.
Righteous Rick with one. We need to get him on just to get him more.
Phil Coyne has four.
The usher at the for 70 years or whatever at the Pirates games.
We need to call him back so he can get an even five.
I know we should.
We talked to him for 15 minutes and he gets four.
Doesn't think I know what a box seat is. He's kind of pissed at him.
Oh, shit.
You could ask him how he feels about the season so far.
Yeah. They did have his party. They had his event.
Oh, did they?
Was it Phil Coyne Day or whatever?
Yeah.
And his whole family was on the field. I noticed it was way before game time. There was barely anybody in the stadium. I know. But they looked very happy. He had a wonderful time.
Yeah.
And he was, you know, I forgot that that interview ended weirdly because didn't I ask him if he was married at the end?
Yeah.
And he's never been married.
Oh, that's right.
And it was like he's married to his job. And then it was, then I couldn't help but speculate after we finished the interview, like, would he be gay? I mean,
totally. Yeah.
I mean, it's just weird that I never would have thought that.
He's gay?
10 years ago? Well, I don't know. He's a big baseball fan.
Well, what, gay people can't like baseball?
Sure they do. I don't know. It's just, which is more aware of gayness these days. And I mean, I would have been happy for him.
I think
if
it's
he said if he said I have a partner of 70 years and we boofoo all the time, been happy.
Oh, like
for
that
him.
Other guy we talked to, the antique dealer? Got on with Hugh Downs.
I still think there's been a mistake there.
No.
Not print gay.
Hugh Downs was on the Hugh Downs low.
That was bizarre.
Anyone to know he was gay.
What a concept.
I think it's because with Phil Coyne at that age, you don't think of any sexuality whatsoever.
I just would have thought he, you know, would have had a significant somebody somewhere. I mean,
what's wrong? Is you gay or something?
Let's call him back and just ask.
What's wrong? Is you gay or something?
To give up your sex life because you're an usher at the Pittsburgh Pirates games for 80 years.
Well, now I'm starting to think
sense.
He's a pedophile.
The games are 3 hours long.
Sounds like a something a pedophile
would
do.
He loved working those Saturdays.
See the kids.
Remember?
Kids yeah, because it's kids' day.
Oh, no.
Creep.
He's a Sandusky.
He's going to get away with
no.
it, too.
Not Phil. He
but
was cool.
I did see over the weekend, and at least that's when the special aired. It might have been a few days ago, but Joe Namath threw out the first pitch at the Cubbies game.
He did?
Yeah.
How did he throw?
Yeah!
He bounced it in there.
What?
He did?
He did
Joe
bounce
Willie?
It in there.
How hammered was he?
He's
not hammered anymore, he says.
He sounded exactly like the interview, because like, he would... Like, some
oh,
of
let's
his
have the audio. I want to hear the
sentences
audio.
Sentences were pumped. But he was the happiest dude in the world to be in that clubhouse, and I didn't know this, but the Cubbies had drafted him or offered him a contract.
Oh yeah, he was a great athlete. He was a three sport athlete, I
he
think.
He turned the contract down to become the quarterback at Alabama.
Good move.
Yeah, and he went to the same high school or something as Joe Maddon. He was a couple years older than Joe Maddon. And I learned all this
new
stuff about Namath.
Joe,
I want to kiss you,
Namath.
I believe everything that anyone else has watched Chad play impresses me. The same thing impresses them.
What does it mean to you now when the team is struggling?
I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less about the team struggling.
Struggling.
You know what? I don't even see this online, so it must have just been something on MLB Network that I caught.
Hmm.
But I do think I have the first. No, that's 24.
He does have an interesting speaking pattern.
If you search Joe Namath interview, of course you get. That's the first thing I'm.
Yeah!
I think I got a
kiss you.
Picture of.
At least he was asking for consent.
How can he have so much stuff?
He was. That's true.
I want to kiss you.
Yeah. Oh, see. He should. He's the beginning of the.
The Me Too movement.
Yes.
What
you should be like. You saw the whole thing about Samuel Jackson.
Oh yeah, made a gay joke.
What a stupid story.
That was so
you know what bothers
not
me?
A gay joke, was okay. it?
No. Why is that disparaging to gays? Because they like giving oral sex to each other. That's a
right.
good thing.
Rich Paul, Rudy, and others were spotted wearing knee pads and carrying these lined up outside.
You can't say anything anymore.
Well, on Twitter.
He's already in hot water for leering at women and pulling up skirts.
Samuel
on
Jackson?
Sets.
I guess they all look the same. I'm thinking of Morgan Freeman. Oh.
Samuel Jackson.
Wow. That's weird. I've never gotten those two confused.
I know.
Never.
I know. How could you? But
wait. Oh, my God. Is that weird?
It's
really
because
weird.
It's 90 degrees. He was on Kimmel, and he was talking about how when he did Broadway, he would do a hit of acid.
Oh, wow.
And wait about a half an hour, and then it would about kick in. And then after the show, he was like, then you'd be really ready to go and party. But
a hit of acid?
A hit of
Good buzz really? Maintenance.
He goes, but every he never night? Knew every so often it would kick in too soon.
Oh.
And then he'd be like, you know, his steps would be exaggerated because he thought the stage was melting. Why is he walking that way?
Samuel L. Jackson on acid sounds
I don't
so
it.
Scary.
Yeah,
so scary.
I never pictured him to be an acid guy.
I didn't either.
Or Broadway.
I thought it was really
no. Quick. What Broadway show was he on?
Beats the hell out of me. It was just
something that you could do acid on.
Yes, right.
So how much trouble is there for the gay reference?
I don't know, but
he deleted it.
I would have thought that, you know, talking about being on acid in your recent Broadway performance would be one thing, but
The Mountaintop. Oh, he's been on a bunch. The Piano Lesson.
Oh.
Burners Frolic.
He's such a good actor that he doesn't need to, you know, be straight to okay. do it.
Hmm. So the after the tweet, one Twitter user said, "Did you and Joy Reid get hacked by the same person?" Because she's the
oh yeah,
AM
fake.
Joy.
Yeah.
The reference, okay, and the actor Adam Baldwin, whoever that is, from the TV
you know
show.
What? I think he's from my high school. I'm not kidding.
Adam Baldwin.
Adam Baldwin.
Adam Baldwin. I think so.
He wrote gay shaming.
Ooh!
I don't think why
Adam
is
Baldwin.
It?
By the way, who?
That's
I mean,
not shaming. None of those people
who
are
knows
gay.
Who he is?
Adam Baldwin. The only thing I know him from is Independence Day. But he's been.
Wasn't
oh no!
A movie
I mean,
about
Full
a
Metal
kid,
Jacket.
A kid's where
who is
he was like
animal.
A bodyguard for a kid or something that was getting picked on.
Let me see a picture of him.
My bodyguard.
I don't know.
That's the one from 1980.
Maybe I'm talking out of my ass.
Come on, he's Animal from Full Metal Jacket.
Is there
Jacket.
A picture of
he's
him?
The big dude with the big gun.
I don't remember that guy from Full Metal Jacket.
I don't think it's a guy from my high school anymore.
Oh, I see.
No, I think you might be right. I think I saw that.
Search on Adam Baldwin, New Trier.
Oh, yeah, he's from Winnetka.
Yep.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Okay, that's him. That's him?
New Trier Township.
I thought he was younger for some reason.
Gay shaming?
I know. Why is he jumping all over Sam Jackson?
He's bored.
Sam hasn't even deleted the tweet.
Does he have any roles?
They said
does
he did.
Adam Baldwin do anything?
Can we read the responses?
Besides running around Dickens. Saying he's from New Trier East.
Adam Baldwin was most recently in Vault of the Macra.
Ooh.
What?
I don't know. The last thing that I know that was he was
awesome.
In Drillbit Taylor in 08.
Oh, that's a good movie. It's a funny movie. It is.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, he hasn't really done too much lately.
These people.
Well, that's why he needed to do this.
These Hollywood types are just blowing my mind.
Nothing to do.
I don't think there's anything that Sam Jackson... I said this about Morgan Freeman, but I don't think there's anything that Sam Jackson could do to make me mad at him.
I know Morgan...
You
know, it's hard to get...
Yeah,
I had trouble getting mad at Morgan Freeman. I was trying to defend him, and I realized, why am I defending him? I mean, oh, it sounds like he did something.
He does this thing where he goes around wearing pictures, T-shirts with pictures of himself on them, and then taking selfies. Of
Morgan?
Himself.
No. Oh,
Sam Jackson, of all of his different characters.
Hey, I just want to ask
selfie.
One final question about the Me Too movement. Okay, it's all about Hollywood people losing jobs because somebody says they did something bad.
Right.
Well, that's not what the movement is, but
well, that's what it's
that's
become.
What's happened?
It's become
a witch hunt.
Yeah, I don't know. It's sort of like when somebody decides they want to speak out about somebody, and that person. The problem for the Nerdist is that apparently hosting these shows, the AMC show was it AMC?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, they were suggesting that. Well, guests will not want to appear on the show because they sort of have to be put in the position of, oh, do you support him by being on the show? Or
oh,
and so
that makes sense.
I thought it made a little sense. So they're implying that we don't want to put our guests in that position in the short run.
Okay.
But I don't know. It sounds like he's, see ya.
But if he's suspended and they're doing their fake internal investigation, then, you know.
What's their internal investigation? They ask Chloe Dykstra if she was joking?
Or they ask him what really happened or ask her for evidence?
And he says it didn't happen, which is what he says?
Yeah.
How could he
that she cheated on him? That's why the relationship ended?
They have to decide who to believe.
The idea, though, that he would say, oh, the last woman I broke up with, I fired. You know, who wouldn't have sex with me or something like that just seems so weird. Would you say that?
Wait, when did he say that?
Supposedly when she's like, no, 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 I don't want to have sex with you. And he goes, you better have sex because the last person who said no to me, see ya.
Yeah, right. That's why we broke up. Well, that's what she says. He didn't agree that he said that.
That is so specific.
I know.
Oddly specific.
Having
something
read the
happened.
Whole thing, I'm an authority on it.
And
I thought it was... it was an ugly story. There were a lot of really...
I won't miss him.
What's that?
He won't be missed.
No, not
no,
by
I
anybody.
Don't think so either. It doesn't seem to be anyone defending him at all.
No. Nobody knows who he is.
Possibly.
For the most part.
But anyway, the Me Too movement, this is the point I want to make. Okay, so we're seeing all these Hollywood things that happen, and you're off that show, and you're suspended, internal investigation, blah, blah, blah. What's going on? It was supposed to be to help the larger world. Remember Oprah on the Golden Globes? It's all that's everybody.
That's Time's Up.
Oh, but isn't that part of the same thing, isn't it?
I don't know. Me Too was the hashtag that everybody used on Twitter to say, yes.
Okay, well, Time's Up.
This person did that to me.
So did, wait.
I don't know.
I just want to get the nomenclature straight.
I know, it's silly.
Did Chloe Dykstra Time's Up the Nerdist?
No, she just Me Too'd it.
So she Me Too'd him. Okay, well, are people Time's Upping people in the real world?
I don't know. There's money for a fund.
I just haven't heard anything.
I haven't either.
Maybe because they're not.
Somebody should do a story on it. No, I'm serious. Someone should do a story on it and find if that money's being put to good use.
Yeah.
Supposedly it's helping, or it's intended to help people who don't have star power and don't have
legal
Hollywood and a microphone.
And
well, that's what I was wondering, though. Is that doing that?
Maybe it's doing it in a quiet way across the country in different courts.
Okay, we'll assume that it's working out really well. Hmm. Meanwhile,
my procrastination has paid off, Drew.
What happened?
I called Jimmy D today to finally settle my car, which car I'm going to, and it's cheaper now. The price dropped $20 a month.
Really?
Yes. So being slow and lazy and getting my new Lincoln MKZ from Hoot McInerney, Star Lincoln in Southfield, has saved me money somehow.
It's a respectable thing.
And where in Southfield are they, by the way?
12 and, oh boy, why'd you have to do this to me?
Well, I know.
I've been
for some
there
reason,
and
I don't
remember where
I was thinking that
at.
It wasn't in the copy, and I thought, well, if people want to go there. Because they do have the 1-855 number.
I always confuse
driven
Telegraph
past it many
and
times.
Orchard Lake 12, all the time. 12 and Telegraph?
Oh, yeah, Telegraph, Southfield. Yeah.
I always confuse those.
12 and Telegraph?
Yeah. That sounds
right. I know where it is. Yeah, there's a few dealerships along there, aren't there?
It's at
on the north side of 12.
24350 West 12 Mile Road in Southfield, Michigan.
Thank you, Trudy.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't say it's at Tel 12, but...
It's technically on 12 Mile.
Yes, on the north side of it.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And then it's east of whatever street that is.
Telegraph. It's Telegraph.
I confuse Telegraph and Orchard Lake like crazy.
Across the street from the Meyer.
Google will know where it is, for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can call Jimmy D anyway. No one looks at him. 855 number.
Yeah, 855-567-STAR. So you can go check out all the Lincolns. Once again, it's Hoot, McInerney, Star Lincoln, and Southfield. They are Michigan's premier Lincoln dealership. And owner Jim McInerney listens to the podcast, and he wanted me to let everybody know that you can just call Jimmy D and ask about buying, leasing, anything at all. It's not just to buy a car. If you have any questions, if you've ever thought about getting into, you know, a luxury vehicle of that kind, of a Lincoln, give him a call. Find out how much a Navigator is. Find out how much the Continental is.
Really?
What's a lease on an MKZ, approximately?
MKZ? It depends, but it's in the, like, $450 area.
Really?
Yeah,
I love the
car. And that's
car.
For a fully loaded car with all kinds of toys. And
yeah, one that drives. That's what I told him. I said, I just want a car that drives itself for the most part.
Yeah.
That's all I really want. I like all the bells and whistles and gadgets. So go check out Star Lincoln in Southfield. The stars align at Hoot's Place, newly remodeled showroom, immaculate service area. That MKZ's got a 14-speaker Revel audio system. It can crank really loud. As you drive around in luxury, you can bother people with all the stuff you're listening to, like this podcast.
Yeah, definitely this podcast.
Also, check out The Navigator. It was named 2018 North America's Truck of the Year. The podcast and the McInerneys make it easy for you. All you do to get into a new 2018 Lincoln, call our very own personal sales rep, Jimmy D. Call him toll-free, 855-567-STAR. He's going to take personal care of you. Ask him all your Lincoln questions, anything you want to know about buying or leasing, anything whatsoever. And if you do buy or lease, when you do that, Star Lincoln includes complimentary pickup and delivery for all service on that vehicle, and they'll give you a free loaner. It's one of the best services they have because you don't ever have to go get your oil changed.
Yeah. If you're at work, they'll take it there, and if you're at home, they'll take it there.
Super simple.
Pick your car up and leave that one.
Does Jimmy D pick it up himself?
Well, he's too busy answering all your questions when you call 855-567-STAR.
I see.
So he's got to send a porter to do that. But he's always manning that phone.
I want Mark to do an appearance inside a Navigator with a bunch of listeners and crank up the podcast and drive around.
Oh, gladly.
To listen to the show.
I'll do that. Why not? For Dream Cruise.
Yeah.
We'll be the Navigator on Dream Cruise. We'll drive up and down in the wrong. And remember, Clark used to always bitch about that?
Oh, yeah. By the way, people are already on Woodward for Dream Cruise.
Oh, yeah.
Last week, I saw people just all lined up in this one.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing? Why? It's 2 months away.
Can they arrest you for having an old car on Woodward?
Arrest you for having an old car? What a concept.
They arrest people on Woodward. Freeze. Let me tell you. Wow, do they pull people over on Woodward.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't mention. I tweeted it, but I haven't mentioned it on the podcast. I see this piece of mail from Chicago. I'm like, what? This looks like it's from a court or something. So open it up. It's a photo ticket. Photo ticket. And there's my car. It appears to be going through.
By the way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
A yellow light that
is
turning
a
red.
Of you?
Yeah, there's a picture, not of me, but my car. And there's a second red light that I'm stopping at. The red lights are like 100 feet apart. It's one of those weird things.
Yeah.
And it looks like I may have gone into a late light.
So, dude, you got to smile because you're under arrest.
So I just get sent a fucking ticket in the mail? Are you kidding me? Really? I didn't even know Chicago was doing that.
Wow.
Does Detroit do that?
No.
No, supposedly all the jurisdictions around Michigan, remember this has come up before? And I would check different jurisdictions, and they're like, no, we don't believe that's good law enforcement. We want to actually catch you.
Question should be referred to the New Jersey State Police.
I don't think there are any jurisdictions that do this around here.
I didn't know they were doing it there. I got an email from somebody who said, yeah, they've been doing it for a while. I know Illinois is so struck for cash, and Chicago is. I mean, there's just no tax base there, I guess. So they're doing this now. Because, you know, Chicago police don't really pull people over for moving violations. I mean, they have other things. They have better things to do.
Well, in a way, then.
On traffic.
In a way, then, since that's all it is generating revenue, just do the cameras and generate the revenue that way and let them do real police work. Rather have a cop busting people running lights.
Just a little bit surprising when you get a fucking ticket in the mail.
No,
it feels a little big brotherly.
It's a little bit, yeah.
It's so
a
lot silly. Of it. It's silly anyway, because you know that really only, it's not a deterrent.
How does that work during the winter when you're sliding through them?
It was in the winter, by the way.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah. It was in the winter.
Wow, it took a long time.
I know.
How do you know it was really you?
Someone else was driving your
car. Looks like my license plate.
They don't care who's driving it.
They don't care.
No, they don't. By the way, it reminds me when I was in Phoenix.
They never thought they would get caught. We caught them.
You should have done what your brother did and reported.
Oh, stolen. Yeah.
But only from those dates.
Remember when they used to do the aerial thing?
Yes.
They fly a plane over? Yeah.
They did it in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Ohio did that a lot.
Ohio did the hell out of that. And they would pull over like six people at a time. Some guy would just flag them over.
Oh, yeah.
Do they still do that?
No, it was too expensive.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, in Phoenix, when I lived there, there was this famous picture because Photo Radar would take a picture of you behind the wheel.
Right.
And so your face was right at the wheel. So they knew you were driving. I mean, they were really into it. And they got one of Alice Cooper driving Glenn Campbell.
Oh, cool.
By the way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
And of course, everyone's like, what are they doing together? Like, that's kind of weird. They were going to play golf. They both love golf. Oh, yeah, there it is.
Oh, that's cool, actually.
Wait, is it Glenn driving or Alice?
That's Alice.
Alice.
Okay.
Where's Glenn?
I'm trying to find.
Huh.
Don't worry about it.
There he is.
Oh. He doesn't remember that.
Alice's hat.
Oh, boy.
That's a cool
hat.
Do
you think they were singing while they went? Was there like an unofficial carpool karaoke thing happening, the two of them?
They were very good friends. Who knows?
Were they?
Yeah, they were. They really were. They were buds.
I hear he golfs with like every celebrity, though.
Alice?
Yeah, every celebrity that golfs wants to golf with Cooper because I guess he's phenomenal.
He's a great golfer. Yeah. I think Glenn Campbell's pretty good, too. Yeah, fucking ticket.
How much was it?
$100.
Any points?
If they need the money that bad. I don't know. I always assume if it's out of state, it's probably not.
That's good.
Not a bad golfer.
I don't know. I mean, You also can't very well protest it or fight it, I guess.
Oh, my God. Chicago kicks ass.
Wait, is that a surprise, though? I mean, I had no expectation whatsoever. I didn't even know they were doing it. But
you could get a court date and go there. It'd be a huge hassle, though. So that's what they.
I know. I just figure I'd rather send the check.
First, I tried to go through legal channels with the cops. Think they were any help? They just gave me the runaround.
I did see some responses of people telling you to just take a picture of your money and send it to them.
Ah, that's a good one.
So is Kim Kardashian running for president in 2020 possibly?
She hasn't ruled it out.
Okay.
She's going into law first, though.
Never say never.
I haven't ruled it out either.
I'm a lawyer.
Have you guys ruled it out, running for president?
I'll rule it out.
What?
I'm not even in the species at the moment, so.
Oh, no. You want to rule it out this soon. You don't know what could happen. Now you're not allowed to.
And Alec Baldwin, of course, just said that he would beat Trump in 2020. He didn't say he would run, though, did he?
God. Who cares? No,
why would he even say that?
Wait a minute. Kanye said he was going to run for president before Kim wanted to run for president. Could they run against each other then?
Maybe they can run with each other.
Wouldn't that be fun if Kim Kardashian were the Democratic primary?
Wait, but the Republicans. Debate?
Wouldn't that be hilarious?
Is she? What?
Aren't they Republicans?
He is.
Kim? No, Kim's not. Uh-oh. No way. I don't think so.
She's for the people.
She has another pardon case, too. Uh-huh. Yeah. Quadruple murderer who she says they need to retest the DNA. It's an interesting case. I read about it. I don't know why Jerry Brown will not rerun the DNA. And I don't know why. I mean, wouldn't you think Jerry Brown would do that?
You would think he would be open to that, but...
Yeah, but apparently he won't. So she appealed to Trump.
I just like the fact that Kim Kardashian is affecting your behavior. Because you actually sat down and read about it.
I did. I did. I know, that's kind of weird. This is probably the most interesting thing she's done other than the porn tape with Ray J.
That was great.
For me.
Yeah.
And well, I don't know.
Because you're so used to her being nude that none of that is exciting for you. So.
Not really. I'm not. I've seen her nude a million. I've seen her do stuff in the nude with dudes. So I guess I'm not. You know, to see her just nude is boring. But and not that she's not hot or anything. Not knocking her.
She also got called out recently for cultural appropriation because of her haircut.
Oh, I saw that.
What's wrong with her hair?
Yeah, Black China called her out.
Yeah.
What?
She had braids.
So did Bo Derek?
I know.
Back in, what year was that? 1970?
What was Black China's complaint? Just cultural appropriation? I'm glad Black China's getting some attention.
Oh, Lord.
I didn't see Black China's response to that.
Yeah, she was. Black China was one of the people complaining, I think.
I don't doubt it.
Unless she was defending her. So, can you imagine Alec Baldwin running against Trump? How much fun would that be?
Oh, it'd be awesome.
I mean, those debates would be a blast.
Just what we need. A circus.
Yeah, and Kim Kardashian. Well, it's already a circus. Yeah, why not make it a bigger circus?
It is. You're absolutely right.
I mean, that could be the, you know, Michael Moore made the famous comment that Trump was the sort of the silent majority throwing an A-bomb into the presidential race. By
That's
voting
right.
for Trump, they were saying, this is fucked, have this!
Exclamation point.
I think Alec Baldwin would be the same thing.
I think Baldwin, if they were in a debate, would lose his cool and, like, punch him.
I know, it would be funny.
Such a hothead.
It would be fun to see the right saying that Alec Baldwin lacks the temperament to be president.
He was very obnoxious.
Here's the question. Would all the Baldwins then be his, like, family?
No, they're not getting along. They
definitely
don't,
not Stephen.
No. I heard Alec ripping Stephen. Stephen is a hardcore conservative.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's true.
I think isn't he born again or super Christian?
Yeah.
Super Christian.
I forgot his complaint. I just find him so annoying. I know people like him. I think he's a great actor. I'm not complaining about his work.
Steven?
Alec.
Oh, Alec.
Well, Alec said that Stephen is so far to the right.
Well, Stephen's pretty annoying, too, honestly.
He is annoying, but he's not a great actor.
Where is Billy Baldwin? Wasn't he the Baldwin that we kind of thought, well, he might make it, too?
Oh. What about Daniel?
Daniel? Wasn't he the one that was nude, bleeding, watching porn?
Crack, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Crack. Daniel?
That's my last image of him. Nude, bleeding, watching porn, smoking crack.
Where was he bleeding?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Bleeding out of what?
Yeah.
Are you doing okay?
He was last seen in The Squid and the Whale.
He was in The Squid and the Whale? Billy?
Oh, with Jeff Daniels?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a good movie.
Oh, very good.
A couple of TV gigs, too, of series that you guys would not know anything about.
Oh. Are you saying that you know, but
I
we don't?
Good for him.
Which one?
I think it was that one where the guy, it was, what's the movie based on the guy who took the drug?
NTZ?
NTZ, yes.
Oh, Limitless?
Limitless.
Oh, I love that movie.
I love the movie, yeah.
Did Billy have a big role?
It was just like, you know, it was kind of a dick role.
Do you think Billy is still hot?
Whisked out? No. No.
What is he gotten chunky like the other Baldwins?
I don't think so. He wasn't chunky.
He was always the skinny Baldwin.
He was Ivan in The Squid and the Whale. Mm.
I don't know if...
he just looks, you know, like, I don't know.
Are the Baldwin brothers, are any of them friends anymore? I mean, this is not important to me. I'm just asking if anyone knows.
No, I don't think they...
I think I've located Daniel.
Daniel.
Is he nude and bleeding?
Let's see.
Or watching porn or smoking crack?
No. He's working in a new medium.
What medium is that?
For the second year in a row, becoming the first back-to-back
champion.
He's on
ESPN Radio in Syracuse, New York.
What?
Let's get a GoFundMe going for Josh.
Josh's rash.
Save Josh's rash.
He hosts a show in Syracuse.
Wait,
he always a sports has show. To go.
Wasn't he on a great series?
He's on Homicide.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Now he hosts the Daniel Baldwin show on ESPN 1200, 1440, Syracuse.
Before we get he's on the AM band.
Sports and golf. Yeah. I have a serious. Oh,
that's kind of grim.
Doctors. I have to go to the rim.
Oh, no. You know what? They're also on the FM band.
Okay. He's doing better. Good for him.
Business, I've never been to the rim
and that's
doctor, but
unmistakably
to the rim
his
doctor
voice.
Today because I'm driving on a donut.
Is that his one?
Oh. I hit a pothole on Erie Boulevard in June.
June.
And it bent my rim.
Yeah, they've had a little time
still
to,
June.
To fill
it's
those in.
It's June.
Yeah, I know. There's a couple coming down.
This sounds like
I
Alec.
Come off of,
kind of.
And they've thrown like.
Well, it looks like them.
Some sand in them or something. You know, I mean, they're not really filled.
Remember that
so
time you were
to go more and
nude
more
and bleeding?
Watching porn, coming, smoking crack?
If there's a car to the right of me.
That's enough.
That would be cool if you brought that up.
That's enough.
Yeah, he's the one that looks the most like Alec.
Do we have any more numbers we wanted to use today? Well, the Hall Financial Islands. Oh, yes, Derek. Thank you. Derek is the guy that was working on Sober House when Andy Dick was on. And there were a bunch of other people on, too. In fact, can somebody check Sober House 2010?
Hmm. I can do that.
I want to say it's Rodney King.
I can do that.
I think the King was on there with Andy. Andy, I mean, Derek would know probably.
I don't know how to do it.
Let's see.
Sober House?
Yes, Sober House.
Shifty was on
there. Oh, Shifty was on there.
Was it about a year, wasn't it?
Jimenez?
Yeah, that's, she runs the Sober House.
Okay. Yeah, and Bob Forrest. Steven Adler? Mary Carey?
Steven Adler!
Rodney
Great
King?
Great guy.
Amber Smith? Who's Amber Smith?
Oh, she was that hot, super hot model.
Penny Flame? Never heard of her. Heidi. Heidi was in there.
I'm pretty sure Penny Flame is a porn star. I'm just going to throw that out.
Oh, the Fleischer and was Sizemore?
D-Rod and Sizemore were also in there with Andy Dick and Mike Starr.
I love when...
Mike Starr.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He was on morphine. He'd been addicted to morphine for like 15 years. He died, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
How do you get morphine?
I don't know.
I mean, you can't really...
But it's apparently really bad to get off because he was acting really weird. Was he acting strange? So, yeah, dial up Derek. Let's find out about Andy Dick and Silva House. He's a production assistant. He's been on a lot of other shows, too. Well, worked on a few other shows. I think he's in Atlanta now.
Atlanta's a big place for TV.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
What's he working on now, do we know?
You know...
Almost everything is done in Atlanta now. It'd be in Michigan, except for the fact that...
I know. I can't get over how stupid that is to spend all that money paying credits to movie companies to bring them into Michigan and then say, we're killing the program.
MSC Care Management. Due to inclement weather conditions, you may experience longer delays than usual. We apologize for the inconvenience as your call is important to us.
What?
Para Español, marque el 9.
What are you talking
about? For catastrophic care or home health services, press 2.
Wait, because of the heat?
What's this?
Where's his number there?
What's the last? Is that a 5 or an 8?
It's the opposite of what you dialed.
It's 8684.
I am awesome.
Just don't read the other numbers.
Because I am awesome.
That is an 8.
My name is right.
Yes, that's an 8. Oh, did you dial something else?
Awesome.
I might have small fingered it.
Nicole Carey unit. Just listen to what my
backup singers have to say about the subject. So good at music.
He's really awesome, yeah.
Uh-huh, my name is Thank you for choosing MSC Care Management.
Oh, cool. He works at MSG Care Management.
Than usual. We apologize for the...
You were catfished.
What's MSG? What's that?
I don't know. Not Derek.
Madison Square Garden?
Can I see the number myself?
Charge my phone back up. Question about any of the other numbers? Wait.
What is MSG Care Management would be...
That's not... I don't think it'd be a production assistant. I don't know if something doesn't sound right. If my phone had a charge, I would double check.
I still want to call.
No!
I still want to call the place where that sculpture was knocked down by that kid.
Oh yeah,
well, I think I might have her number too. But I'm mostly appalled at the price tag for that sculpture.
I didn't get a good close up of the sculpture.
There's pictures online of it. $132,000 sculpture was knocked down by some brat.
Well, I'm sure it's a piece of crap. I can't imagine why anybody would pay that money for it.
Do you think the Tomahawk Ridge Community Center would be hosting a $132,000 sculpture? That sounds,
well, I don't know, but
it's not the Louvre.
All I know is the parents blaming the people for not securing the sculpture was
laughable.
A little ridiculous.
She's been making more excuses too.
The mother?
Yeah.
Saying what?
I guess they were at, it was a wedding. Yeah.
So?
Saying goodbye to everybody, so she lost track of her kid.
Oh, well then it's your fault. It's clear.
It's kind of a statue of a woman in her bust.
It's stupid.
And I'm pretty sure the kid just wanted a cop of feel. And so
maybe he was hungry and he's a late breastfeeder.
Which one?
It's this one.
That one?
Yeah. I'll get a better picture of it.
How do they know it's $132,000?
I wouldn't pay $132 for it.
No.
I wouldn't.
So that's what she should do. She should say, I'm going to give you what I think it's worth and give him like $30.
Well, how is it? I mean, it has to be appraised for that amount before anybody can really.
Although now, thanks to her Brad, it's worth a lot more because now it's famous and everybody knows knows that sculpture.
Yeah, I would think the broken version would have significant value because it's been seen everywhere.
I could put it back together, though. I break it's all like kinds of crap and put it back together.
Yeah, you glue it back together?
Yeah.
And just call it art.
Super glue.
What's your most successful glue back together project?
Let's see. I've got like a pubic. Is it pew?
Pubic?
Pubic tile.
Pube.
Pew.
A tile?
A tile.
Really?
And it was hung on the wall, and somebody slammed the door. I don't know who it was. And it fell off and broke into a zillion pieces.
Was it a resident of the home or a guest?
It was the cat, just like the turd.
One of the residents. It's probably me. And then, you know, I put it all back together. You can't tell.
Really?
No, you can't.
I would
tell.
Like to see a picture of this tile. See if I could find the cracks.
I will post pictures of all the things that I have put back together. I've crafted. Yeah,
I think that would make some fun for the Instagram page. Everyone can play along.
So all
right.
How many people are on Instagram now?
2,700.
Wait, I thought we were over 3,000. We went down? People unfollowed us? Oh, okay. 2,700? That's a lot more than we had. Any exciting new things going on the Instagram page?
Well, what happened to that big box of pictures? I think you hit it.
Yeah, let's put that big box of pictures up.
Where is it? You moved it.
So bummed.
I did move it. I did.
To the garbage?
Pretty close.
The trash can. What big box of pictures?
Pictures from, well, there was one of from the radio station Charlotte had like 8x10s.
Oh,
yeah,
gross.
Like 1986.
Yeah, that's terrible.
High school picture that honestly I forgot it was in the yearbook because I was in the picture shy, which means you didn't show up for your. I just forgot to go. It wasn't that I was picture shy. I just forgot. But there was a baseball picture for some reason.
Uh huh.
Yeah, and you looked like one of the dudes from Spinal Tap.
Really?
Somebody, wait. Somebody saw that and said somebody else. I'm trying to think. Wait, the guy from Bill and Ted's or something? I can't remember.
Bill or Ted?
Well, it wouldn't be Keanu Reeves. Oh, it was pretty stupid.
You have curly hair?
Oh, yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
Really? You look exactly like your dad, though.
I think my brother looks more like him. If you saw my brother's,
yeah.
But there's definitely a resemblance. Mm. There's some pretty powerful male genes, even though I'm not doing anything with mine.
It's kind of cool that you just have them in, storage.
Yeah, yeah.
Waiting.
A lot of blonde-haired people.
Yeah. Do we have the?
Am I charged yet, Brendan?
This is the gallery that we're seeing here. That
oh yeah,
I thought it's the Tomahawk Ridge Community Center where the art's on display.
Yeah, here's the kid.
Goodman said her family, including her husband and four children, were attending a wedding reception. Why isn't it a no kids wedding?
Right.
Wedding reception at the center that afternoon and getting ready to leave. She said they were saying goodbye to the bride's father when there was a commotion right around the corner. Quote, our kids were well supervised and well behaved.
No, they
said.
Were not. No, we're fucking kids climbing a sculpture, you idiots.
Hey, we were just standing down the hallway following the bride and groom out. She couldn't see exactly what happened, but we can see because it's on closed circuit, security footage.
The closed circuit security footage, by the way, there was an inappropriately length dress that just walked by.
Oh, really?
So wow. Too short.
I want to see that.
Oh, can you back it up?
It was way too short.
Was she attractive?
I don't know. I couldn't tell.
I want to see how inappropriate it was. I want to see that.
Inappropriate dress.
I think it's too short.
After the fall or no, before?
Oh, crap. I don't know.
See, because originally...
Because
originally...
Is completely... There's no one near him.
Look at the kids are stopping by and they're touching the titty. Look at they're touching the titty.
No, she'll cut right across.
It's funny you say that, Brandon, because she says, he probably hugged it. No, he was grabbing that titty.
Look at that brat climbing that thing.
Look at her.
Oh my God. That's too short. Way too short. Yeah. Holy shit, is that short.
Nice.
Wow.
She also said the piece was unprotected at the community center and was busy that day with lots of children and families. While other smaller pieces of art were in closing cases, this one was not. It needs to be cemented, she said. They obviously didn't secure it safely.
You're not supposed to climb it, you idiot!
Listen, I like her attack here, but instead of being defensive, she goes offensive. No one from the city even asked if her son was okay.
I know, he could have been crushed.
Oh, fuck you. Nobody gives a shit about your kid. He's worth less than $132,000.
She was...
Are you okay?
She was stunned to receive a letter from travelers. She opened the letter this week after the family returned from vacation.
Oh.
The loss occurred when your son was in a closed area.
This family spends a lot of time fucking off.
Under common law in Kansas, you are responsible for the supervision of a minor child, and your failure to monitor them during this loss could be considered negligent.
Yeah.
The cost of the sculpture damage is estimated at
$130,000.
Do you have a good picture of the sculpture itself before it was broken?
It's got a great name. Aphrodite D. Kansas City. Yeah, that's what it's called.
Okay. Hmm. She's got to be bitching about the bill from travelers.
She should be.
I'm just assuming she is because she's so aggressive.
The city is responsible. Okay. The art was titled Aphrodite to Kansas City. It was the work of Kansas City artist Bill Lyons. He valued the piece at $130,000.
Oh, of course.
The piece was made of small pieces of glass and other... By the way, it didn't look that broken.
Yeah, because there's little pieces in between all the wire.
Well, just put them back in.
Yeah.
Like Trudy did with the...
Hey, you break it, you buy
with
it.
With her pube pottery.
You break it, you buy it.
Pottery of pubes.
They don't have to worry about selling it anymore because he broke it.
The pubes make it stronger.
Exactly.
That's not $100,000. No.
No.
Is that
He said the project, which took 2 years to complete, was he working an hour on the weekends? It was the most ambitious piece he'd ever done. The back of the head was shattered. Parts of each arm were damaged to the extent that it cannot be repaired.
This dude could be a little more ambitious.
I was an artist. I could make something just as good as
repaired.
That.
It cannot be repaired to its original condition, he said.
Of course.
I guess it can't be recreated.
He did not have insurance for the piece.
How did that insurance? How did they know that it's $132,000?
Yeah, and you're loaning it out without insurance. Pretty stupid of you.
Well, but you can't even say it's worth that if it hasn't been appraised.
Well, he valued it.
Oh, you break it, you buy it. Sorry.
I want to be reimbursed for the amount of time that I spent on it and for what I think it is worth, he said.
Sounds like he made about $1 an hour. It took him so long.
What's his phone number? Two years to make that POS?
Do we have the lady's phone number? I think so. And the
what's mom's name?
Sarah.
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 Sarah. What's the Fleetwood Mac? Wait, is that the Starship Sarah? Well, how's the Fleetwood Mac Sarah song go?
Oh boy. Sarah. I don't know. I don't know soft songs.
Was that the right phone number, Brandon, on my phone?
No, you wrote it down wrong.
Oh my God.
So we can try that back at another time.
Sheesh. Okay, yeah, call the lady first, and then we'll try Derek again. Fleetwood Mac, Sarah's a better song?
What's your percentage Nick on these, Mark?
Isn't it like, Sarah, you're a woman of my dreams, or something like that? I don't know.
I'm kidding. You know what? I think was Sarah what she was going to name her aborted child. Is that possible?
Really stuck it in there, Mark.
I don't know where I pulled that out.
Is this person...
It sounds Stevie Nicksian.
Is this artist going to Softcella? Where are the ticket sales on that?
The sculpture artist?
Yeah, no, the song here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Starship could be at Softcella.
Oh, Starship, yeah, right. Ugh. Hate Starship.
I'm reading a Stevie Nicks biography.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. She's got to be the tiniest chick to taking more drugs for a chick her size than anyone imaginable. What a partier!
When they were in Cleveland, she sat down in between her parts of the song. Like when other people were singing.
Oh, she's too tired?
She just sat down. Then she'd get up and sing her line and then sit down again. That's how wasted she was.
Try the other one.
There it is.
It wasn't proven wrong. Brandon and I are in a battle of the numbers.
Do dig her voice.
This is not even the best Sarah song.
Oh?
What, really? Sarah Smile? H&O? It's on the Hall & Oates Hotline.
It's a great song. And me
forever. You have reached a number that is no longer in service.
Can you try Derek? Are we out of numbers for Sarah?
We out of songs for Sarah?
I don't think so. I think there's another Sarah song. I just feel it.
I can do that.
Stevie Nicks, it is true. She falls in love with any dude in her midst. Really? I mean, if you bump into her, she can fall for you.
Really?
I mean, we knew that from Jimmy Iovine.
Yeah.
Who she had no business being with. There's some other...
He kept her in the basement when Tom Petty
That's right, yeah. I know, you can do it. I mean, she will follow any orders. She's the most compliant chick ever. Totally elastic.
It's the Chris Hardwick. You wouldn't be in trouble.
Yeah, you're right. She was with this other producer dude, and I looked him up and like, she was with that dude? I mean, she doesn't even care what you look like.
Eric.
Cool.
Oh, boy.
There's another Sarah song by Prince.
I knew there was at least one more.
I don't know this one, though.
A lot of horns.
Thank you for giving Derek the call. Please leave a message. Bye.
I don't know how to do it.
Derek! Derek, tried to call you for the podcast. Hope you will call back this number. You want to send him a text, Brandon?
Screening his calls?
No, it wasn't.
See ya! Yeah, Stevie Nicks has like 8 years from age, let's see. I'm going to say age like 45 to 53 that she doesn't remember because she was taking so much Klonopin.
Oh, yeah.
And she had she'd gone to rehab and gotten off coke, and I think she was an alcoholic too. She's a major partier.
Right.
And her shrink put her on Klonopin to help her anxiety, and then she kept getting anxious anyway, so she kept upping it, and to the point
you
that
she re-addicted
like,
her.
On Klonopin, yeah, and she doesn't remember anything from the 8 years. It's a complete blank.
Wasn't she suing
she's
him?
She's 70 and she
years
thinks
back?
She's 62. Yeah, I think she was. I think there was something going on there.
Yeah, because she alleged that he robbed her of 8 years of her life, that she could have been producing music.
It was crazy. And Lindsey Buckingham got physical with her.
Oh.
Nobody should be seeing his concerts or buying his records.
Well, now they're not.
Your parents gave you a girly name to toughen you up. I like it.
The whole band saw it. He went nuts on her.
He went C-emote, and they were like, okay.
Yeah, it was weird too. They were just trying to convince him to tour, just like they were this year. And
see ya.
he didn't want to tour, and I think they said, well, cool, then we'll tour without you. See ya. And that was in 87 when they got Rick Zito and Billy Burnett, I think, played with them. Mm. But they had everybody else, yeah. And Lindsay was, I think they were kind of ragging on him, like, that he should go out. And he got all huffy when they said, well, we're doing without you. And he ends up, I think Stevie sort of challenged him, and that surprised him because she's so elastic and pliable.
Really?
Oh, Derek's calling back.
He didn't think she had any backbone. And when she had backbone, he went nuts and shoved her. And
oh. Wow.
Yeah, I think he slapped her or something.
Hello.
Derek!
What's happening, man?
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
What are you working on now?
Well, I'm currently in Georgia, and I've got some projects that I'm writing. I'm not freelancing as much as I was.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kind of trying to focus on doing some of my own stuff.
Can we claim you're a Hollywood friend of ours now?
Sure.
Okay.
I was there almost a decade working on some crazy stuff.
I know. I was really pumped when you said you were working on Sober House with Andy.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. When I got to California in 2008 when the writer's strike happened.
Yeah.
So I didn't start working in production until the beginning of 2009. And I worked on Paris Hilton's BFF for MTV. And
oh,
then the
yeah.
same coordinator for that show worked on Celeb Rehab. So I went
Why
from
are you
one
breathing
show to
so
another.
Hard?
is Paris Hilton...
Can you answer that question?
Why are you breathing so hard?
He's fired up.
Is Paris Hilton possibly the stupidest person you've ever met?
Yeah. It's funny. She was dating Benji Madden when she shot that show. And in between takes, they would be smoking weed in their car. And then she'd come out just completely blasted and do whatever they were asking her to do. Pretty funny.
Wow. Is the person still her BFF?
I have no idea.
What?
It was kind of the dumbest show. I just did it because, you know, as a freelancer, you pretty much do whatever comes.
Did everyone during breaks discuss how dumb the show was?
Yeah, basically, yeah. Everybody's just like, hey, Paris, okay, bye.
Did you hear people say this?
Paris is like a fart in a mitten. You know it's there, you can't stand it, but you can't get rid of it.
How does she look in person? Is she hot? Do you think she's attractive?
She's really skinny. She's like anorexic skinny.
Gross.
And I always thought her sister was hotter. Her sister was like a brunette.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what her name was. Nikki.
Nikki, yeah. So Andy, though, on Sober House, you know, I saw him on, you were part of the Celebrity Rehab that he was on?
Yes. I was a PA for part of it, and then I did some office stuff for part of it. And he came in like mid-season in Sober House. I don't remember seeing him too much during the Celeb Rehab.
Okay. Now, in Sober House, I remember that Steven Adler like snuck out for a little bender and came back, and he was high off his ass and totally denying it. Do you remember that episode?
Oh, yeah. I was there. A few times he had snuck drugs into the Sober House. And they had busted him, and then they finally, you know, told him to get out of here. Mm-hmm. And the night that they basically kicked him off, they said, Derek, we need you to go over where Steven is and just kind of stand by so that there's somebody from production that's there. So I'm in his buddy's, like, living room, and Steven Adler is completely blown out of his mind, like, in one of the bedrooms. So I literally was just waiting for him to, like, appear for at least 5-6 hours, and then they're like, okay, yeah, we're good, and you can leave. I'm like, oh, awesome.
Wow. How was Tom Sizemore and Heidi Fleiss? I know that was some weirdness going on there.
Now, Tom Sizemore, I worked on a few movies with him later. I never really talked to him too much when he was at Sober House. Because they, I don't know if you ever look at the IMDb page, they had so many celebrities going in and out. They would have them on for an episode or two, and then they're gone, and they pull somebody else in. I don't know if that was MTV basically saying, no, we need somebody else, or if these people are just flaking. I'm not sure.
In your opinion, who's the most fucked up person in the Sober House that you would have bet would fall off the wagon?
Gary Busey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, huh.
Wait, he said he wasn't addicted. He claimed he wasn't even addicted, though.
He was on Celeb Rehab. And I was inside, like the craft service area was sort of off the beaten path, just so that they could film down the hallways if the celebrities are walking around or whatever. And this dude would walk up to women, straight up, don't say nothing, just kind of stare at them, get within like 2 inches of their face, and then just kind of turn around and walk away. Like, he was doing it to staff, he was doing it to production. People were just like, what the hell is wrong with this guy? Like, he was weird.
That's pretty strange.
What about Dennis Rodman? Could you foresee him winning the Nobel Peace Prize when he was in Sober House?
No, I never saw Dennis Rodman.
Really? He was on never that show, wasn't he?
But there were a lot of tissues. You guys went through a lot of Kleenex and didn't know why.
Dennis Rodman.
Well, stop crying.
Andy Dick was doing a lot of crying on Celebrity Rehab, too. Right. Oh, my God, was he crying.
Rodney
he
King.
He came in like mid-season on Sober House because he was a replacement for somebody that flaked. Huh. And we went to this location where a porn star or something was that they were trying to get to come to the Sober House, and she was blasted out of her mind. And I guess Andy had known her through the partying scene or something. So they take Andy and the camera crew and they walk inside here. And I guess, and I had wrote in the email I sent you guys, there was a stack of like porn because she was a porn star. So she was grabbing anything and everything that she was in. This thing was like 6, 7, 8 foot tall. He went to go grab from the top and he grabs from like the middle. He's like, ooh, I don't want to touch any of it. As soon as he grabs the thing from the middle, the whole thing falls down. Everybody starts laughing. It's pretty funny.
Were you in the year that George Clinton was there?
No, because I think they did like 2 seasons,
right?
And the second season I think was bad, and I don't know if they even got through a full season.
What about Rod King?
Yeah, Rodney.
You know what? Rodney King was really nice.
Yeah, everybody liked him.
He had this crazy girlfriend. She's about 5'2", and she was constantly in his ear, just driving him nuts. He would take walks around the neighborhood in the morning, and he'd take walks around just to get away from this lady. But he was super nice. He's very polite.
Did you go to his house when they were going to sort of do a makeover on his house? Because it was a total disaster.
I went there. His house is in San Bernardino County. I went there like after. They were just finishing the pool that he was found dead near his pool.
Yeah.
They were just finishing that, and they had put a sign in the front yard of his house that said King's Castle or King's Place or something.
Sweet.
And he was like, no, I don't want anything. I don't want any of that stuff on my lawn because I don't know. I don't want anybody to know that I'm here, basically. Like, he made a big deal out of a sign in the front lawn. That's
were you smart. With them when they picked him up to take him to rehab when he puked out of the side of the car?
That was hilarious.
No, I wasn't there. They had different people basically following the celebrities. I had heard about it, but I wasn't there when he did that.
Did you have to follow any of them? Like that you were assigned to?
Shifty?
I was with that Jennifer, I don't remember her last name.
Oh, the one that ran it.
The house mom.
Yeah, yeah.
Were you bummed?
Jimenez.
She was kind of boring.
Yeah, you should be bummed. Like, you could have been with Jeff Conaway. That guy's a thrill a minute.
He was crazy because he'd be in when
Rest
he was in
Celeb
Rehab, he would be in this wheelchair, and then he would go up and down the hallway just screaming and screeching.
Yeah, he was by far away the most fucked up, wasn't he?
Oh, he was a wreck.
Yeah.
Did he spent his $4.4 million by then? Do you know offhand?
What he had said, what he told us, because he, you know, you could talk to him and they would completely just, you know, tell you about stuff. I don't know if they like telling you about their life or something, but he basically was saying that, like, for example, if he gets $1 million, his lawyer or his people would be like, okay, Rodney, whatever you need to basically get you by, you know, we'll give it to you. So he said, okay, I'll do like $200,000 and I'll get a car and a house and all that stuff. And then I think he went to the well like once or twice, and then he doesn't realize that half that money is basically gone to his people and to his lawyers and his team and all that stuff.
Oh, God.
So he blew through all that money within like a month or two is what he was saying.
$4.4 million.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I can't believe it. I'm like, this guy's super cool, and he seems like he's pretty level-headed. But I don't know. He must be a complete different person when when he was on something or he was drinking or whatever, because he was super chill when I had met him.
Well, he had a tow truck business, didn't he? Because he was puking out the window of the tow truck.
Yeah.
And then I thought though when they went to his house to make it over, and it was like a bomb went off inside the house. Oh my God, what a partier! And it was a total wreck. It was like sort of like a hoarders. Ew. Or something. I mean, it's just gross.
Ew, that's but
they fixed it all up, but it wasn't that big a house. It was like, wait, I thought this guy won $4.4 million for getting the shit beat out of him, and he just had this little house. It did have a pool.
Or party the rest of it away. Well, the pool is.
Yeah, or gave it or his lawyers took it. Well, wow, Derek. Anybody? Any other shows that you worked on that we'd be interested in?
Well, offhand? I'm trying to think offhand what else. I worked on a lot of independent films, low-budget nothing. I had met, trying to think of anything else that stood out. I worked on a lot of MTV and VH1 stuff when
did
I
did you ever work on Singled Out?
I'm sorry?
Singled Out with
he's young,
Chris Hardwick?
I think he's younger.
I know, I'm just joking.
that was already done and gone by the time I got there.
What shows on MTV?
I worked on Ultimate Parkour Challenge, which is these crazy kids that be jumping off of like rocks and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, parkour was great for about 1 minute.
Yeah. And that show lasted literally like 1 minute in a show, in a season, and it was done. But it was cool. They dumped a bunch of money into it.
Boring!
What about VH1, Derek?
I worked on the Icky Twins, the dating game.
Didn't you work on Tila Tequila?
No, I worked on the one with the twin girls.
Oh, the
Tila
spin-off.
Had did the season prior, and then she didn't want to do it anymore, so they got these two twin blonde girls.
Yeah.
Okay. Were they hot?
And, oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were nice looking.
Ricky and Vicky.
But, yeah. And there was, the thing was, the thing at the end was, is one of them was already, like, engaged. Like, she wasn't even looking for anybody, and the other one was, like, lesbian or something.
What?
Yeah.
What a joke.
Wait, how can you be a lesbian and your sister is heterosexual? I don't, because they're the same.
Her twin? Her twin, you mean?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, wow. They're the same cell.
Maybe they were on the spectrum.
Different DNA.
That's crazy.
Oh, well.
Well, man, Derek, hey, I appreciate the info. We were curious about Andy, you might have, because we have him on a lot, and all things Andy are interesting.
In case you were wondering, by the way, the Icky Twins, as of February 2017, work as resident bartenders at Bandito's Tacos and Tequila in L.A.
Oh, good for them.
In case you want to go contact
them. They're doing so well.
Well, the one got into a bad accident and almost
died. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. She almost died, and she had... she was in a coma for a while.
How do you know all about that? Are you reading their biography too?
Yeah, I'm a big Icky Twins
fan. It's affected her hotness.
Look at here she is on the mend, so she's doing
good. She looks pretty
good.
She
gets better.
Anyway, thanks, Derek. Appreciate the time and the data, and let us know what you're working on. Keep me posted.
I most definitely will. I appreciate having me on the show.
Yeah, good luck.
Thank you.
See you, Derek.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
They have
He's in a coma for 4 days.
The shortest Wikipedia page ever.
The Icky Twins?
Yes.
Yeah. What a joke. Some of those shows.
A Double Shot at Love?
Oh, the dumbest show ever. Although our Detroit friend had a moment that will live in infamy.
Chad Dulick.
When he headbutted that guy and broke his jaw.
He got a good punch in, too.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Probably one of the best punches on TV history.
Remember when we called him last time?
He's great. He cracks me up, man.
I know. He's funny as hell.
He dropped this one on us.
Keep it moist.
Oh.
Keep it moist.
He had just broken up with his wife, was it?
I don't know.
Oh, that's
her girlfriend? Right.
Here's a punch. Boom.
He didn't seem real like he missed his wife or a girl too much. So pretty happy to be out there.
Crack. Oh, he got that guy so good.
How far in are we, Brandon?
205.
205? Okay. You know what we didn't really get into was today, Laura Bush came out against the separating children from adults who are immigrant in the country, and Trudy and I were talking about it when you walked in.
Bush.
And I did look up the polls, by the way. It was like 56% are against it.
So it's down the middle.
It seems to be. Well, no, it's more definitely more against it. I think some had no opinion and 30% were for it.
Oh.
But I thought it was interesting, first of all, that Laura Bush would get so upset about this compared to some of the things that went on when her husband was president. But, of course, she's not going to
name
her president, her husband out for invading the wrong country or anything like that.
No.
But she said it was, did she say it was worse than the Japanese internment?
I think she did.
She did, too. Now, wait a second. The Japanese internment, those were American citizens. Yeah. Who were put in camps because they were Japanese during World War II. I think that's a little worse than people illegally entering the country being separated from their kids.
A little. Yeah. Mr. Sulu probably checked in on that.
Significantly worse. because the problem is, okay.
They're both fucking awful, though.
Well, they're both bad. What are you supposed to do when someone enters a country illegally? What are you supposed to
do
with a family?
Send them back.
Well, you know what? Previously, they've done this before. This is not the first time they've separated them.
They charged them criminally before?
I don't know what they did, but they were
a lot of illegals.
They were jailed, and their kids were put in separate areas because you can't jail an adult with children.
They weren't charged criminally, which takes a long time. It was a civil thing where they would send them back to the country they came from.
Well, that's not what, according to the story I read, was they not only were they separated, but there was an outcry over the separation. Nothing like this, by the way, but there was an outcry over it. And they started giving them something akin to bail, where they would say, okay, you're free, and you have to report back.
You're supposed to report back.
Civil infraction versus a criminal. And they didn't report back. So they essentially became part of the lump of people in the country illegally, making their own life, doing whatever they do. But I'm amazed at how badly we have fumbled immigration for how long now? 30 years, at least?
At least three presidents.
Oh, more than three.
Well, I mean, because they had two terms each, Bush.
Yeah.
Well, 12 years.
Well, 11 million people.
Yeah.
That's a lump. And not only Laura Bush, but, I mean, there's a lot of noise about it. So is the feeling that they should just be sent back or let in the country? I'm not sure I understand. I really haven't heard a lot of talk about alternatives, just the outrage of splintering the parents and the kids.
Why can't they sort of do the revolving door thing and just be like, no, you back this way?
Well, we've done that. We have done that before.
Do they just keep?
I think they come back.
Oh, I.
So is the point to charge him with this criminal crime, convict him, and then put him in jail?
I don't think so. Aren't they going to send him back?
Well, they'll be deported.
Right.
Right. But they have to go through a case, which is, you know, only takes like 55 days or so, average, so. That's a lot of bureaucracy.
Yeah.
Why can't they come here legally?
I've been asking myself that forever.
Very,
like,
very hard.
Yeah.
There's caps.
Why do we fumble this? This subject is another loser, another unsolvable. America suddenly has no brain power to solve any problems. It's the same things over and over and over.
But as I pointed out, haven't they done this before? Like, didn't I learn from Scarface that they had internment camps for Cuban refugees?
For the Mariel Boatlift. Yes. And they got very angry, and they were pretty criminal element already.
And then they became
got more pissed off. And they
Which became a big economic boom for South Florida.
Yeah. They sold a lot of cocaine.
Refugees and immigrants are a little different. I mean, refugees are immediate consumers. They need to start buying stuff and working right away.
Well,
they
were
have anything.
They were pretty much interred for a pretty long time, and they made criminal connections, and and they were not the most desirable people from Cuba.
I don't know. I thought Scarface was cool.
I thought Scarface made it almost worthwhile, really. The movie. I mean, who didn't like Scarface?
Of course.
How much? By the way, this is really funny that we're talking about this because I believe movies like you, Trudy. Was Scarface based on a true story, or were they just using a composite character from the Mariel Boatlift?
I don't remember that being a true story. I think it was
really.
No, there was no real Scarface.
Well,
inspired by Al Capone, and his name was inspired by Joe Montana.
What?
That's according to Oliver Stone himself.
Oh.
So yeah, it's totally made up.
Oliver Stone.
Yeah, I guess getting shot 150 times and still dancing around would be pretty unlikely in real life.
And the big, is there a mountain of cocaine?
Someone. Oh, that's believable, I think.
Oh, White Boy Rick's movie, would they have a mountain of cocaine in that, don't they? Cocaine?
You mean the movie or the documentary?
The movie, but you saw the documentary.
Yeah. Did you see the documentary?
I did not. Shit TV.
I thought it was really good, actually. You prefer learning things from movies. Documentaries also provide information, Trudy.
I know. That's almost too much like school.
Oh, documentaries.
Although there is, there's going to be a docu-series about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, really? Out.
Yes.
Are you getting exhausted by docu-series?
A bit.
Yeah, docu-series.
They can't be more than three episodes.
They've got to be good, first of all. If they're not really good, yeah, I'm exhausted.
But when I went to go watch The Staircase and saw how long it was, I was like, nah, no thanks.
It's too long.
Yeah,
I don't know why that's so long. I thought
tell me a story. I get mad when TV shows are 2 hours. Tell me a story and tell me a documentary in 2 hours.
Trudy, did you see 2020?
Yes, I did.
And?
And I think the blood is the incriminating factor. And
are you trying to say guilty?
He looked guilty. He looked guilty.
He did look guilty.
Totally
I agree.
Looked guilty. And so that did does his mom. Count.
I don't want you on my jury.
Well.
Well, don't leave
your jury out,
when you
Judge
pound
be like, guilty.
Exactly.
Peace. He didn't.
When you hit
he
a chick in the head with a shovel, don't leave any blood behind. Yes, he did.
No.
He left blood behind.
They put
I love
it there.
That blood drop was so dramatized, too. Like every other scene, they would go, psh, one drop through the air onto the floor.
Just like how it was planted.
Well, I don't know if you heard
it. Drop of blood.
I don't know if you heard
it. Ask Della Reese how much blood you bleed.
I heard Della Reese.
Yeah, well, you heard the ugly argument. My feeling is the blood drop is everything, and the blood was there. They weren't fighting the blood.
Maybe it wasn't his blood. Maybe it was contaminated.
No, there was no fight over the blood.
There was a match.
No, obviously he's guilty because he pleaded guilty, or he pleaded no contest.
Yeah, you don't go to jail for 18 years for something he didn't do.
He hasn't been sentenced yet.
Yeah, he's going to get. Judge will see he'll get significant time. It sounds like
he's also guilty of being in love with his mother.
Oh yeah,
they had so many pictures.
Hi, mommy.
Yeah.
I know that was sickening, and he thought he was hot for sure.
Yes, he did.
And woman ever measured up to the love of my life, my mommy.
That's funny. We didn't even talk about that, but you're right. There was a weird relationship.
We mentioned
with mommy.
It.
Yeah.
Someone said that she was wet for his eyes.
Oh yeah.
She reaps.
That line made me laugh.
She was, though.
I know. If I had a pussy, be wet as shit, I'd be like squirting.
That was weird.
Did you notice that one picture, his eyes were like extra green? It was so fake. Because in another picture, they were almost brown.
By the way,
like the victim said they were.
How often is that DNA test used where they come up with a sketch of the person? That was pretty fucking amazing.
That's why they frame this guy so they can justify using it all the time.
That had to be expensive.
She already said his name before they had the sketch?
Along with seven other names?
All of whom gave DNA?
He's
the only
like
one that didn't?
They could have framed them. He just wanted to talk to his hot mom first.
Mom wasn't hot.
His green eyes.
He was already into her and already told them to stay away.
His green eyes, she was hot.
Plus, he got all those tattoos because he found out that she said there were none.
Yeah, that probably. Was weird.
Yeah, he did get his arm finished, didn't he? Didn't you notice he had more?
Yeah.
That was very interesting. I thought, in terms of me personally, my turning point, I mean, when I absolutely said guilty, was when he would not give his DNA. We said, yes. Well, I got to talk to my mom.
Again, with mom.
We're going to be getting it on tonight, so afterwards.
Maybe he doesn't want to
blow up. I'll ask her.
Want to be cloned in the future?
I guess mom do knows best.
And they get framed for another crime he didn't commit.
He didn't need to be cloned because he already had 42 children.
Know, too
for
many
God's
kids.
Sakes,
he hasn't done anything wrong.
Those poor kids don't have a father now.
Well, yeah, and her mom, he divorced his wife.
She loves him. She thinks he's great.
Because she doesn't want him in jail where he can't produce child support.
When Drew and I were arguing about it via text, Drew said, "You want to watch your kids?" I said, "Yeah, he's great with kids. He's got four of them. They love him."
Yeah.
Bentley wants him to babysit
kids.
Too.
Yeah.
Said they need to have a three-way.
Aw.
But he's at the baseball game with a new chick.
Oh, I know. Wearing sunglasses, thinking he's hot.
He's got to live his life. He can't let the framers win.
The framers.
Left his blood, 1 in 5 billion. It's not him.
Someone took it.
No, they had it originally. The DNA, that was the one thing
a public garbage can.
One evidence they had, yeah, because his was in it. The cup was in it. Match.
Yeah, the assaulter was.
He wouldn't give his DNA. They wouldn't have to do it. Only one that wouldn't give his DNA.
They double-checked his DNA sample after they arrested him, and it still matched. It's the same one.
Contaminated sample.
I mean, in your mind, what is the scenario that someone went to this dude?
Yeah, that extracted
blood.
That hellbent
broke in the house of these two people. Dropped the blood.
That hellbent detective.
Oh.
Was trying to make a name
for herself.
Who was
the second detective on the case? The first detective found
the
blood.
That's why she had to make a name for herself.
When he ran through the window.
Weird.
Trudy, did you see, God, I wonder if there's any more Player Dave tips. We have to find Player Dave.
Ah, boy.
Did you see the staircase? I'm at the risk of thanks for
listening
to
the podcast.
I've
seen the staircase, though. Wasn't that
entire
story?
It was Dateline.
Yes.
It was on Dateline.
Seen that story.
On Dateline, I'm trying to remember.
They didn't have the appeal, because Dateline was an edited version of the original documentary.
It was her husband.
Did they show her scalp on Dateline? Because I don't remember seeing that before.
After the owl tore into it?
So it did not happen. Why would an owl attack a woman's head?
That was so preposterous.
She was teasing it.
Oh, teasing an owl.
Who falls down the stairs backwards?
Yeah, no one. No, that was ridiculous. That was totally ridiculous.
You know who does? Someone who's being attacked by an owl.
First of all, no one bleeds like that. I thought that was so obvious that she was hit
even
with something, and the blood is flying off it into the wall. The blood was like 3 feet off the ground on the wall, covering it.
Since I didn't see it, did they talk about the owl theory a lot?
Oh, yeah. No. Now, well, yeah, they talked about it, but not
Did they ever
lot.
Explain how they said the owl got into the house?
I don't remember.
Do owls
honestly.
Get into homes that often? I know around Ferndale they do. There was that story about the
really?
Baby owls that were getting into the house.
Really?
I was so disgusted with the defense team by that point in the series. I was
Plus you were 15 episodes in.
Yeah, no, it was exhausting. I fell asleep during it like 3 times and woke
Once
up
again,
3 episodes
I don't want you
later.
On my jury. You're gonna fall asleep.
I knew the story and I went back and watched the key episodes. The defense, it was amazing how they look at the blood, they look at her scalp, and they start working up a story from there. Yeah. Well, here's what must have happened.
Yeah.
I'll get Henry Lee to verify it. And everybody's like, oh, yeah, what are you paying me? Yeah, that's right. You're right. That's
Great
what happened.
Sleuth.
But her head had these wounds that were like, oh, my God.
Oh, that mystery.
You don't have, it looked like, somebody said it looked like a helicopter blade hit her in the head like 5 or 6 times. I mean, it was gruesome. And you don't get that falling down the stairs. There's no way.
What did he hit her with again? What was the
they
weapon?
They thought it was from the fireplace.
Oh, right, fireplace poker, that's right.
Yeah. Which was missing, by the way.
Yeah, right.
The one thing it was missing, and then the defense finds it, like at the last minute, right before they're closing the case, and they're like, here's the poker, no blood on it. It's like, oh, well, where was it?
Yeah.
It was in the garage for some reason. Interesting.
The owl took it there.
All the implements are by the fireplace, but that one, what's that all about?
I never separate my fireplace poker.
He was trying to fight an owl that was in the house with the poker. He chased it up to the garage.
I guess he couldn't have cleaned it or anything.
No.
That'd be impossible. Well.
Hey, we didn't talk about Meghan Markle's dad. Did you see
I know. Him? People are pissed at him already.
Do you know he got paid to do that appearance?
On the Today Show?
No, it was on Good Morning Britain, Piers Morgan show.
Oh, today?
Yeah, are you surprised that they paid a guest to be on there?
No,
not
at all.
Not really.
Really, I am. What a gold digger.
Well, he made all that dough before.
The fake paparazzi pictures?
Yeah, the fake paparazzi pictures. That was so dumb. You know what's funny, though? The British people had fallen for it. They were like, oh, how cute. He's looking at his daughter online. And I thought the interview was annoying, though.
He couldn't hear anything.
Yeah.
I watched the full interview, the one from Britain.
I didn't see the whole
interview. And most of it was, I'm sorry, can you repeat that? I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
What's the hand-to-the-ear thing?
Couldn't
Mariah
hear.
Carey.
Well,
I thought it was unnecessary to warn Prince Harry not to lay a hand on his daughter.
Thank you. That was, I was like, what? Yeah. Does Prince Harry have a history of beating women or something?
Apparently.
The fuck? You're talking about Prince, you asshole. I mean, it's not like he's not going to hit her because you said not to. I mean, if he's going to hit her, he's going to hit her.
It's makes the palace.
Oh, look. Mr. Markle said I couldn't hit her, but he couldn't make the fucking wedding, so who cares?
That's just pretty.
I love that he outed their private conversation.
Right away.
I know. And it has to be him saying something nice about Trump. The worst thing could possibly be said about Harry.
Well, Brexit seemed to be worse because he was willing to give Brexit a shot. I think that was just his way of getting rid of Markle's dad off the phone, rushing
Never
off the
talk
phone.
To him again. Right.
And I love that he said his daughter's always been a princess. No, she hasn't.
In his eyes.
She was banging Hollywood producers for roles.
Wrong.
Hey, young Kennedy, Gen Zer, who is Triple Extension? Do you know who that is? Rapper? Do you know him? He was shot dead today. Oof. I guess he worked with Kanye.
Bye.
I know. He Whoa. Looks great.
Where was he shot?
In Miami area, leaving a motorcycle store. They shot him up. I don't know why.
Did he make the sale, I wonder?
Is it a rando thing? Or?
Oh, come on. There's no way it was a rando.
Oh, did you see that? Those gangs in that New Jersey overnight art festival or whatever, and two gangs end up getting into it. 22 people are shot or something.
Why is there an overnight art festival?
I don't know. And why are gangs at an art festival? What the fuck?
Yeah.
And then the dumbest thing I saw all day today, and it's not easy to always
It's been a dumb day.
It's been a dumb day. Was the story about Suge Knight. His mother's dying. They've got to let him out of jail to go see his mom.
Fake.
Aww.
It's like Suge Knight is one of the most violent people on the planet Earth. Why is everyone so soft? Like, oh, what if he doesn't see his mom? Oh, my God. He's on trial for murder.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't be allowed to see your mom if you murdered people by running over them in your car.
The law is, by the way, that charge, they do not allow people with that charge to go see mommy.
Of course not.
And by the way, if he murders people, does he really need to see mommy?
Ow.
What's wrong with mommy?
She's dying. Like somebody that needs to, does Suge Knight seem like somebody that you let out of prison to see mommy?
No.
Is he a good risk?
I don't, you let him out.
I don't think so.
See anybody. Don't let him out for any reason.
But there were all these soft people going, oh, well, it's his mom, and they let other people do it, so yeah, they should. It's like, really? People think he should be let out to see his mom? Suge Knight?
That is a big...
Go home to mommy!
Big cost to the taxpayers, because you have to send him with... he's got to be have an escort.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously.
Absolutely.
He'll probably murder somebody else.
You got to pay somebody to escort him there and get him back.
There were a couple other dumb stories. Antonio Sabato's Jr., did you see his child support and alimony?
No.
His child support, $553 a month. His alimony is $350 till 2019. I had no idea Antonio Sabato made such a small amount of money.
That's probably more than I thought
he made.
That
is like the worst publicity that's ever happened to him.
Really?
Yes.
Worse than being at the RNC, speaking at the RNC.
Yes.
Because people shit all over him for that, too.
His image is destroyed.
What has he done? What has he ever
Doesn't
done?
Doesn't he host a show? Doesn't he host Extra or something?
He's running for Congress.
Oh,
Sabato?
No.
That seems about right. When
oh, my God.
When you can't do anything else, run
oh,
for
that,
Congress.
That is so pathetic.
And is there an Antonio Sabato Sr.? Is that a famous person?
I guess there was, or maybe there is.
I mean, is it a famous person?
I don't know. I don't think so. And then, you know what else I was going to...
He was in General Hospital?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was hot then. Mm. I thought he was hot.
Mm. He'd be the hottest person to win an election, I would assume, wouldn't he? Is there a hotter...
That
hot
guy from Massachusetts, Brown, he was pretty hot.
Who?
You know,
Oh, he lost, though.
Brownie.
The hot candidate lost?
I know
lost?
Who you're talking about.
Yeah. Really?
He
well,
did.
You think he's so handsome, then why are you married?
Did he lose to Elizabeth Warren?
Yes. And he drove around a pickup truck. He was a regular guy.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So, Rick Schneider, he's very hot.
Oh, yeah. Super hot.
So you went for the regular guy thing?
I thought he was good looking for in the context of being a politician.
No, seriously. If you think he's so handsome, go marry him.
You bought
I don't think
in.
I would have married him.
You bought in?
Eh, a bit.
You know what I bought into was there were, on the Daily Mail, you know, they have all those gossipy stories on the right-hand side. Mm. And they had pictures of some chick from Orange is the New Black, which I never watch. But her, the actress Jackie Cruz.
Okay.
I had no familiarity with her whatsoever. Anyway, she's on the beach, and she's hot. I'm like, who is that?
Really?
Did you see the Daily Mail pictures? Anybody?
No.
These ones, there's a lot of beach photos of her.
She's pretty smoking.
She hangs out on the beach quite a bit.
Oh, she's Dominican. Yeah,
she's pretty, though. I mean,
yeah. Right near the beach.
I was just surprised there was somebody so hot who I had no idea who she was.
Oh, I think I know why you like her.
Well,
huge too.
Yeah, she's got some reaction.
She also has very strong eyebrows, which also is one of those features that
I do like eyebrows.
You do like eyebrows?
I do. I mean, not like unibrows or anything, but like Brooke Shields' eyebrows. I like her eyebrows.
She's a wild feminist, though, according to Twitter.
Can you give me any examples?
I don't know.
Her boobs look kind of weird in that
picture. What's wrong with her butt there?
What a stupid
bathing suit.
That is dumb. I agree.
What are you going to do about her eyebrows?
She still
don't wear that outfit again.
That is a really dumb bathing suit.
Yeah, not very practical.
Wait, is that her? That's her?
I don't know.
Is she related to Tom?
How do you even know anymore? I can tell you this one's probably not.
Oh, wow. Is that maybe this Orange is the New Black?
No. See, that's...
I don't think there's a penis in Orange is the New Black.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure there is.
Really?
Here and there, yeah. Wait, it's have Netflix. You seen it? Kristen watched it. I didn't watch the series, but I...
Wait, that's
around.
Is that that's supposedly her giving a BJ?
No.
I thought it was all chicks in that show.
Well, yeah, but they're in a prison.
That doesn't seem like it'd be in a...
Guards and...
Oh, yeah, there got to be guards, sure.
Yeah.
That's fun. I think it's funny that the palace thinks they're going to get all the images of Meghan Markle offline.
According to Mr. Skin, Jackie Cruz has never been nude.
What?
Oh.
Well, that doesn't mean that's not her addressing the...
She did appear on several episodes of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. She's friends with them. So you got a lot in common.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
But she can support Kim when she runs for president. Against Kanye.
I so hope that happens.
Me
I think
it
would be delightfully. I think it would be hilarious. Who would win, Kim Kardashian or Trump? Or Alec Baldwin in a three-person race?
Trump.
Oh, really?
What about Trump? Trump versus Alec Baldwin with no Kim in the race?
I think Trump would win that one.
I kind of think he would, too. Except wouldn't... Well, I don't know.
I think
Baldwin,
I don't know.
That's right.
I just assume the left would vote for him. They won't vote for Trump. I mean, people aren't going to change their vote because they don't like the candidate. I would assume certain people won't show up.
Hey, maybe somebody who actually has some credibility and experience would run, though. That would be shocking. What are you looking at, Mark?
I don't know. Who is going to run?
I'm deep into Mr. Skin's, what does he call this?
Get us out of here, Brandon.
Mr. Skin's World Cups 2018, where he's got actresses from each country and you can vote on them. He bracketed them.
Oh.
Financial Hotline.
And I feel like I'm a traitor because I'm choosing Colombia over the U.S. Although the U.S. is winning 83-16.
Yeah, but they don't have a team playing in the World Cup.
Oh, boy.
Well, this is the World Cups. Angelina Jolie's the goalie. Anne Hathaway's the defense.
Oh, that feature.
Alexandra Daddario is a striker. ScarJo's of midfielder. Upton's a defense woman. Oh, you know what? I'm going to change my vote.
Hey, like us on Facebook. Like us on Instagram. Enjoy the Instagram page. Kennedy is working it. She's got a lot of likes for that picture in front of her Mini Cooper, which Mark may try to...
I'm going to.
Try to copy that?
Yeah, when I get my
car. So Mark's going to need to borrow that shirt.
I already told her. I'm going to stretch the shit out of that shirt.
That's going to be a good picture.
And we're even on Snapchat now. And like us on Facebook, please. We're getting there. We're almost to 15,000. A couple hundred away. And rate us on iTunes. Rate us on Facebook. What's our rating today, Brandon? We're still number 20?
Oh, shit. I better hustle.
I know.
Hey, by
Sorry.
The way, go see Tag. That's a good movie.
Was it good?
I loved it.
It's a big cast. Who all's in it? Ed Helms?
Jeremy Renner, Ed Helms.
Ham?
Is it in
Ham?
No!
Not interested.
Oh, now you gotta start over.
John Ham. I thought John Ham was hilarious in it. And Isla Fisher, who is Borat's wife.
Isla Fisher's in that too?
Yeah.
Cosby's
yeah.
favorite act, comedian, is in there.
Oh,
Cosby's favorite comedian. What's his name?
Uh oh. Brandon's running out of time.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that busted him.
Oh, yeah. Hannibal Buress.
Hannibal Buress.
Hannibal Buress is really good in it, too. I just enjoyed it. It's based on a true story, but there's...
We're going to overtime, the theme.
Looks like 18.
Oh, woo. It's down. Eight. We were 17, weren't we? Or 16? Fuck.